left off in the middle of quite a few topics. Quite a few issues converge to lead up to Tosfos Pshat on our Gemara. Let's review again the case in the Tosefta on Ayin Hem and Aleph, the last 15 lines on the daf. The Gemara quotes a Tosefta which speaks about Atzot Chaloz and the Hapotso. He's Chayv on the Seida. And on the Pesiyah, the Machlek is Hatanayim, whether any Isha Ela Bigdu, the Karka or not. And the Gemara raised the issue, if you're going to kvetch the Chaloz long enough, you're going to kill it. So why isn't the Chayv Mishum Netilus Neshama? So to this, the Gemara responds that it's Nisasek. So the question is, what does the word Nisasek mean? Nisasek is usually a... No, take it back, not usually. According to the Rambam that we mentioned yesterday, Nisasek is a concept that only applies in Hilchos Shabbos. Shmuel says, Nisasek b'Shabbos potur malecha snach shevus alzot Torah. According to the Rambam, Shita doesn't apply in Kol HaTorah Kula. The Tosfos right away is bothered. There is a machlokes hatanoim on the kuf vav amud aleph. Machlokes Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon. Whether the din of mekalkel, which is learned out from malachas machshavas, also turf in the phrase malachas machshavas, does mekalkel apply to all 39 malachas, or perhaps it only applies to 37 malachas? Maybe two malachas are exempt from the din of mekalkel. Which two? Chayvulamavir. So the Gemara says that such a machlokes Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda. Why, when, where, how? Why should you pick on two malachas? So the Gemara says, well, it's a hechrech. You have psukim in the chumash. It says in kuvav and aleph. The Torah says that only mila bismano is deicha Shabbos. Mila shalat bismano is not deicha Shabbos, not deicha yontem, not deicha yom kippur. So obviously the assumption is that performing a mila is a malacha. So what's the malacha? So the Gemara seems to be assuming that it's the malacha of Chovil. What malacha is Chovil? Chovil is not on the list. So we scrambled around and we finally came to the conclusion we're going to follow Tosfos, because that's what it says in the Yerushalmi. The Chovil is Netilas Neshama. And exactly why is it Netilas Neshama? We all had a bris mila and we're still alive. So where's the Netilas Neshama? So Tosfos says a whole fantastic Shaki Adam Hu Anefesh Amalikot Lekula Amalikot Lepalgi. And then Tosfos says Avalein Lefarv, just parenthetically, and Ayin Hem and Aleph, they're rejecting an alternate pshat within this pshat. There are three basic pshat in what's the malacha involved in Chayvel. Rashi in the first pshat said that it's Tovea, so Tosfos is not happy with that. And then the Rambam says that it's Bishon, they're not happy with that either. So Tosfos says that it's Netilas Neshama. Question is, what Netilas Neshama? All the Jewish men are still alive, even though they all had a bris milah. So Tosfos came up with the pshat Malikot Lekul Malikot Paki Adam Hu Anefesh, and then they say that there's an alternate pshat, also Mahalach Ki Adam Hu Anefesh, but a little slightly differently. If you kill somebody, that's real, that's the Yav Malach of Sheikhet. Netilas Neshama. When is it a Tolda? If you're weak, if you beat someone up, if you bruise them, you injure them, and you weaken them, so that's a Malikot Lekulamata Kotlapali, he's half dead. So when you mala a little baby, the baby is half dead. You knock him out. And the same thing whenever you bruise or you injure any animal. So Tosfos says that's not the right shot. Avalei Mefarsh Netilas Neshama is also Malikot Lekulamata Kotlapalga, but not the way the Gemara presented it in Nida. The Gemara in Nida says about the Dam Shanashama Yotzabot, that's real Dam Chalol and Yishte. That is called Shtiyah, it's called the Mashkin, one of the Zayim Mashkin. And Dam Magofa Shel Adam, Dam Magofa, if a person is bleeding from an injury, so that's a Kotla Kula, that's a Kotla Palga. So Tosfos suggests and rejects an alternate suggestion, an alternate pshat, that when you kill, when the person or the animal is dead, that's Kotla Kula, that's the Yav. And when it's Kotla Palga, he's half dead, you knocked him out, he's half dead, you injured him. So that's a kotel pagah. So Tosfos says that it's loy tochen. That pshat is not correct, because the Gemara discusses when is it tzvicha legufa, when is it ain't tzvicha legufa, and when you perform a bris milah, you're interested in knocking out the baby. You're not interested in being machlish the baby. When a person gets married and the dam tzulim comes out, so he's interested in being machlish the isha. So Tosfos says matzorach lachalishes the isha, matzorach lachalishes hatinai. Elas, so Tosfos says that's not the pshat. What? If the Gemara talks about Tzvicha Lagufa, so obviously you see that it's the Kotla Palga, not in the Hachloshes Habal Chai, as some other Rishonim say, because they don't like that, they're rejecting that. They say it's on the Ki Adamu Anefesh. So by the Bris Mili, you want Hatofas Adam. There are three parts to the Bris. There's Mila and Priya and Atavas Adam, that's what it says in the Zohar. The Dvar Avraham has a true where he quotes the three parts to a bris milah. So the Atavas Adam, that's called the Tzvicha Lugufa. The Achlosha Satinik is not part of the mitzvah. And the Achlosha Sereisha also, he's not interested in that, but he wants to see the Dam Sulam to know that the girl is a psula. Fine. So we're already working on the assumption like this. So the Gemara says there, Kufa Ovamir Aleph. Gemara says, how do you know a point of Shimon? Where does Shimon get this Einfall from that I should single out two malachas are different from the other 37? There's no svara to single out Choyvon Lamach. Gemara says, not a svara to Gzeres HaKosov. The Torah speaks about a Mila Bizmana, Zecha Shabbos, Midrashla Bizmana. It's not obviously, it's a malacha. So which malacha is it? So we assume that it's Netilas Neshama, Shochei. So the Gemara assumes that that's an act of kilkul. And then the Gemara says, and nonetheless the Torah says that it's a malacha. That's why you're not allowed to perform a milu shloi bismana on Shabbos. The Rabbi Yehuda responds back and he says, why is that mekalkal? That's misakein. He's performing a mitzvah of milu. And Rabbi Shimon somehow holds, if you ask a guy in the street, what am I doing? So they say, you're butchering up the baby. What are you starting off with a little child? They lead wonderful lives without performing a bris milu. So what, there's nothing wrong. If there's nothing wrong, so you don't fix it. What's wrong with the baby? Why don't you leave him alone? What are you doing surgery for? So Reb Yehuda holds that that's called mekalkal, and Reb Shimon holds Reb Yehuda holds that since you're performing a mitzvah, it's called misakeh. And Reb Shimon says no, that's called mekalkal. If you ask an offer in the street, forget about any mitzvah. You ask an offer, they say you're mekalkal. What are you doing it for? So Reb Shimon derives from this parsha of Mila. That mekalkal bechoyvel eschayv. Then he derives from the parsha of Sreifas Bas Koyin. You have a special pasuk that says that Mises Bezdin is not Decha Shabbos. Gemara builds up a whole Havamina. How I would have thought that Arba Mises Bezdin not Decha Shabbos. We already worked through the Havamina, I think, more than once. So the Gemara rejects it based on the pasuk Lo Sevar Reish B'chol Mesher Seichem. So what does mean Lo Sevar Reish? That the Havar is forbidden. I bet you when you burn the logs, it's just an act of kilkul. So you see that the Havara constitutes a malacha despite the fact that it's Mekal. Rabbi Yehuda answers, no, that's called Misakin. He's doing the Havara in order to melt the metal, in order to use the melted metal to pour it down a throat. So that's the Machlekes. Rabbi Yehuda says that these two psukim that Rabbi Shimon singled out are both cases of Misakin. Rabbi Shimon insists, no, that these are Mekalkal. From here we derive that Mekalkal is Chai by Chavul Amav. So Tosfos has a problem over here. Tosfos quotes Tosfos on Ayin Hamed Aleph. Quoted on Gemara in Krisus Daf Yutes that according to Reb Shimon, the Mekalkal Eskai B'Chayvon Lamav is not just Mekalkal Eskai. This indicates that there's no requirement for Malachas Machsheves by these two Malachas. You only need Malachas Machsheves by the other 37 Malachas. So any other din in Hilchas Shabbos, which is based on the Halacha Malachas Machsheves, will not apply to Chayvon Lamav. So what's another example of another din? The Gemara says, Misasik. The Gemara says, Hoylo, Mekalka Bachabura Chai, Misasik Na Michai. So the Gemara says, Misasik is also Chai. So the Rambam's opinion is that Misasik, the concept of Misasik that you put from Chato as a person is normally Chai Chato as if he does an Aver B'Shegi, which if it would have done it amazing, would have been Chai Chorus. If he does Aver B'Mezi, does Aver B'Shegi, is Chai Chato. What if he does the Avera bin Misasek? So then the Mishnah says Misasek is Pata. So the Rambam learns in the Gemara, although the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Shua, who quotes a Pasek on Shechot Abba Prat on Misasek, sounds like it applies to Shkutei Chut, and applies to Kol HaTorah Kula, any, and Fata Nesak Teres, any one of the 36 creases on Muris Batara. Nonetheless, Shmuel in the Gemara, you test on the base increases, restricts the statement of Rabbi Shua only to Hilchos Shabbos. Why should it only apply to Hilchos Shabbos? Because it says Malachas Machsheves. So according to the Rambam and the Pirush and Mishnayos and the Mishnah Torah, the whole din of Misasik that you're not Chayav Chatos is only a din in Hilchos Shabbos. According to the Rambam, the Gemara reads very well. Increases your test that in these two Malachas of Chayvul and Mavir, since Mekalkal is Chayiv, so Misasik is also Chayiv. So the Tosfos is bothered with a major problem. The Gemara here is trying to explain why you're not chayiv mishum tilis nisham on the halach. The Tosefta only talks about seida and disha. Squeezing out the tchelus should or should not constitute disha deraisa the rabban. Fine. Why didn't the Tosefta speak about tilis nisham? The Gemara says, well, he's not really interested in doing that. That's a misasek. Yeah, but Matzatzik is only a din in Hilchos Shabbos according to the Rambam, and that's based on, Shmuel says increases, that's based on Malachas Machshavas Atzvot Torah. The Gemara says on that daf increases your test and base. Hoyle Mekalta Bachbor Chayv Matzatzik Nami Chayv. So isn't it over here Chovel? We're talking about Velachayv Nami Shem Tilis Neshama, that's Chovel. Isn't that Chovel? So according to Reb Shimon, we don't have any pshat. The price is only Reb Yudah, and the price is the look, it mentions Reb Yudah's name. I mean, the whole price goes the loike Reb Shimon. The price goes the loike Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, that Mekalkel is chay v'choy v'lamavir, then it should follow that Misasik is also chay v'choy v'lamavir. So Misasik is chay, so what did they answer over here? That the reason why not chay v'shudim tilis neshama is because Misasiku Rav Amar, I feel the temesh pot chay, Misasik reit in the tilis neshama. How can you say that Misasik is potter from Chattas over here? If Misasik is only a local din in Hilchos Shabbos, based on Malachas Machshavas and by Chayv Lamar, it doesn't apply. Let's say it's only Reb Yudah. Reb Yudah holds that Mekalkel is potter by Chayv Lamar also. So the din of Malachas Machshavas applies to all the 39 Malachas. The Tosefta quotes Reb Yudah. So you're going to say that the halacha, so all the opinions in the Tosefta are only Aliyah with the Reb Yudah. Aliyah with Reb Shimon, the Shaloi Kedin. That's awkward. So Tosis came up with their fantastic interpretation. Based on their shita in other places in Shas, there are two dinim in Misasik. There's one dinim in Misasik in Kol HaTorah Kula, and there's one dinim in Misasik that only applies in Hilchos Shabbos. So they said, that Gemara increases that says that v'choyv ulamavir, hoyle mekal chachayv, Misasik nami chayev. That's the Shabbos dik in Misasik. Doesn't apply to choyv ulamavir, but the Misasik of Kol HaTorah Kula, if it applies by Mechri Ksus Mechri Kedarkom, if the Aloha Masasik applies even in Shatnas, and it applies in Shchut Techutz, and it applies in Mechab Eish Al Gavi HaMizbech, and it applies all over. Tosis claims whenever there's a din of Davashen and Mizkave in Mutter, it's an indication that Masasik is Mutter. Davashen and Mizkave is an offshoot. It's an extension of the din of Masasik. So they are forced into this position. They hold Masasik is a din of Kol HaTorah Kula. That's where the Rebbe Shua is Mashman and Mishnah, two different psukim. Shua quoted one pasuk and Kol HaTorah Kula. Shmuel quoted a different pasuk, only Hilchos Shabbos. So Tosis says, when the Gemara says Masasik, it means Dovashen and Miskavin. And our Gemara, and Dovashen and Miskavin is Mutter and Kol HaTorah Kula. So if it's Mutter and Kol HaTorah Kula, so it's going to be Mutter v'Chayv l'Mavir also. You can't tell me, but according to Reb Shimon, by Chayv l'Mavir, there's no din of Melechus Machshavos. What do I care? But the din of Misasik is not based on Malachas Machshavos. So it did not apply on Kol HaTorah Kula. So that's Tosis developed this whole theme over here. This is Lishitas, and that's how they read the Gemara. The Rambam is not going to read the Gemara like that. The Rambam holds that the din of Misasik is only a din in Hilchos Shabbos. So how's he going to read the Gemara? Shirashi, Dibra Masla Misasik, seems not to learn like Tosis. Rashi doesn't learn that the term Misasik on this Gemara means Dov Shenim is coming from Kol HaTorah Kula. Rashi writes because it's a lack of Malechus Machshavos. Malechus Machshavos Asra Torah. Lahavi Malechus Machshavos. It doesn't say that it's because of the general universal din of Dov Shenim is coming that it's always Mutta. It doesn't say that. It says because of Malechus Machshavos. So what's he going to do with Tosis Kasha? Tosis says, Tosis quotes a Gemara that the dinim of Malachas Machshavas don't apply to these two Malachas, only applies to 37 Malachas out of the 39. According to Reb Shimon. Let's say the Hagmar is only Aliyah with Reb Yudah, and it's really Shaloi Kedin. That's a little strange. The Tosefta only quotes Reb Yudah, and it's Legamri Shaloi Kedin, because you don't pass like Reb Yudah. It's going to be strange. Pashtus is that Tosfos added something on over here. I would have added it on also. I don't know. Maybe Tosfos brainwashed us. I would have added it on also, Parshat Shmos. When Reb Shimon says, Mekalkel v'choyv l'mavir eschai, what does that mean? So it means that there's a difference between two malachas over here and the other 37 malachas. We single out Havara. There was a long list that I gave, a list of 39 malachas. So we separate, we distinguish between the 37 malachas on the one hand and the other two malachas on the other hand. Havar and Atilus and Shama are different. So some Achrayim want to defend the Rashi and the Rambam, how they're going to read the Gemara. So they say it's not true. It's only Chayvel. Havar is always Mavir. I mean, Havar is Mavir, the same word. But Atilus it's possible to violate until it's neshama without doing chayvel. So they say, what's the chavola when you perform a bris mila? You're causing bleeding. So what's the problem? So that's what Tosfos said. Oh, pshat, yadamu anefesh, blood circulation, the whole chadgadya. Took us 45 minutes to go through that. The whole story. So Tosfos says, the exception to the rule is malachas natilis and shama malachas havara. So Acharonim want to defend Rashi. So they say, no, the exception to the rule is only chayvel, if you cause bleeding. But if I choke someone to death, then the kalkal would be potter. I would have said like this. Posh b'shach. The kalkal is chay b'chay b'lamad. It means that these two malachas are different from the other 37. But I think Acharonim say like that in Rashi. The Rashi doesn't agree with Tosfos. Even if you hold like Reb Shimon, that mikalkal is chay b'chay b'lamad, the Gemara increases that and on what does it mean? That hoylem mikalkal chayim misasik namichay means all the laws of malachas machshebes are suspended by chayvul amavir. So it doesn't mean by the whole malach of netilas neshama, only by chavola. But in other forms of over here, if you're squeezing the gland to get out the tchelas, you're not squeezing out the blood. That's what the Taisa said. You're squeezing out the gland to get out the tchelas. But if you choke a bug long enough, if you choke a worm long enough, so it's going to die. So the male is going to die, but you're not really squeezing out the blood. You weaken the halazon so much until it dies. So that's netilas neshama. It's the same malacha as chayvel, but it's not an act of chavol. I would have voted like Tosfos if I would have the right to vote. If I would be a registered voter, I would have said like Tosfos. Means that these two malachas are different from the others. But maybe Rashi doesn't agree. Maybe Rashi and the Rambam hold not so. Mm-hmm. And over here we're talking about until this neshama. And Achanami also. Could well be. The Rama may agree with Tosfos, so you say that by Disha you don't need Alechas Machshavas. Will the Rama agree with Tosfos that Disha is always an exception, going to Reb Shimon, Disha is an exception to the rule. You don't need Malachas Machshavas by Disha. You have to look through all of Shas. Is that so? I don't know. Could be that that's the answer. See, Tosfos over here is repeating their pshat. They're emphasizing their pshat. And Tosfos Dibam Askel Mesasik, the last two lines. They quote a Gemara in Ksuba Zafhei to prove their point that their pshat in the Gemara is true. Not all the Balei Tosfos agree with what Tosfos says over here. The Tosfos in Sanhedrin Pei Dalet does not agree. Tosfos points out like this. The Gemara in Ksuba Zafhei has a discussion when a couple gets married, is there an issue of Malechas Chovel to do the Bir Rishayin on Shabbos? So the Gemara says several issues have to be discussed. One issue is whether the dam besulim is chiburi mechebra dam mifkid pocket. So we spoke about that yesterday. We said over Rabbi Tenlo's pshat. It's a very good pshat. So what does the Gemara say? If you say dam mifkid pocket, so you don't apply ki adam ha'nefeshan is dam. The Rabbanu Shlom created women with such a system that some of the dam is for the purpose of ki adam ha'nefesh and some of the dam is for the purpose of dam besulim. So that dam is not subject to the Netilas and Shomer, because that was never intended. The Tchilas Berias and Shalisha, the dam is never intended. It's all the same dam in the circulatory system. But whatever dam comes out, B'shas HaSharas Psulim, was never intended for the purpose of Ki Adam HaNefesh. So that's one side of the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, should I assume that the Chosin's intention is it a Dov HaMiskavein? Or is it a Dov Shein HaMiskavein? What do you mean? Is he interested in having dam come out, or is he not interested in having dam come out? So if he's not interested, if it's not le dam hum is kavein, if he's not thinking about the dam, he's not interested, then the Gemara assumes that if you hold a dov shein miskaven is mutter, then there wouldn't be any problem. But if he is interested in the dam, then the Gemara has the next step. Should I say that it's misakin, is it mekalkal, and then what's the din? Is it din is like Reb Yudah? Is it din is like Reb Shimon? What's the din of mekalkal b'chayv l'mar? So the Tosis points out, you see from that Gemara, that if the din is like Rav Shimon, that Dovish Edom is Kaveh and is Mutter, the din, that will be correct even in Chayv al-Mavir. Dovish Edom is Kaveh and is Mutter, even in Chayv al-Mavir. Because one could have argued the point and said that Dovish Edom is Kaveh is only a Heter based on Lalechas Mashevis. And in Chayv al-Mavir, since the Kaveh is Chayv, so therefore Mesashik is also Chayv, so therefore Dovish Edom is Kaveh is also Chayv. So they say, you see from the Gemara in Ksuvah, that is not true. So therefore they're free to learn their pshat in our Gemara. That the Gemara said by us, Rav Omar, afil etem shepot zechai, mesasika, what do you mean? Mesasika is a dov v'sheni miskav. How can you say dov v'sheni miskav? What are you going to do according to Rav Shimon? According to Rav Shimon, mekalkal eschayev v'chayvel. So since mekalkal eschayev, so mesasika is also chayev, so dov v'sheni miskav should also be chayev. So Tyson says, wrong, that's a beferishi Gemara, that's what it says here, and that's what it says in Ksuvah's Daf Hey. And the explanation is wonderful because there's a din of Dov Shein Miskaben, there's a din of Kol HaTarakuli, you find it by Kilai, you find it by Mechabei Shal Gabi HaMizbech. So it's not a local din in Hilchah Shabbos. It's a universal din of Kol HaTarakuli, the Dov Shein Miskaben and Mutter, based on the universal principle of Misasik is Potter from Chatas. Fine. That's what Tosfos says over here. That's the normal way. That's what Tosfos says all over. But Tosfos in Sanhedrin builds up a whole case, Halacha L'maaseh, says that it's not so. Tosfos in Sanhedrin, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, starts off with a discussion. Is it permissible for my son the doctor to treat me? My son the doctor. So he's going to treat me, he's going to do something on my body. What's the issue? He may cause bleeding, and there's a prohibition, there's an Issa deraisa mako avivima. Where is there a law in the Chumash where it says? It says mako avivima chayv misa. Ein einshman came as here. In order to give an einish misa, you have to have a law. Where's the law? The truth of the matter is, the lav is the same old lav, it's the same old lav with respect to din chayvel b'chavera. But a chayvel b'chavera doesn't get miso. Either he pays moment, or if it's chayvel b'chavera pachas mishav pruta, then the Gemara says he gets malchus. But a makov v'imo is going to get miso. So that's an interesting machlekes, the Rambam and the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvah. They count this pasuk once or twice in the Sefer HaMitzvah. The Rambam counts it twice. The same pasuk twice. Once he counts it up, Maki Avivim is Chayv Misa. Once he counts it, Ochevon B'Havero is Loike. And the Ramban says that the Rambam violated his own principle. The Rambam in the Sharash and the Sharash Tes says you don't count the same pasuk twice, even though the pasuk includes many prohibitions in it. So while Adam, the Gemara has 5-6 different levels of interpretation and all their Isa, and you only count it once. So why did the Rambam all of a sudden count over here? The Ramban has a hasog on the Rambam that in four places. Ramban has on two cases, Mishlam Melech has on another two cases, there are four cases where the Rambam takes one pasuk and he counts it twice. So it's the Lamais, it's the same pasuk. Lo Yosef Pen Yosef, you're not allowed to be Chayv B'Haver. So the Gemara asks, wait a minute, how can you ever go to a doctor? The doctor, the dentist, the doctor may scrape you slightly unnecessarily and cause slightly more bleeding than was necessary, so the doctor will always be in violation of Lo Yosef. So the answer is Dov Shem Miskaben is Mutter. Dov Shem Miskaben is Mutter. Halacha L'maaseh, we pass my Kav Shimon. So the Gemara says, so what are you belly aching about, my son the doctor? The same pasuk, it's the same Issa. Lo Yosef Pen Yosef. So if a regular doctor, Acher Nihitiro, so how can a regular doctor ever practice medicine? The answer is, it's a Dov Shem Miskaben. He's not interested in any flavor. Why don't you say that he's moichel? If the patient comes, obviously he's submitting himself. So the shaila is, does mechila help? So mechila helps on a bein adam l'chaveru. Am I allowed to injure myself? So the Gemara says no. Also, lo adam l'chbol biatzma. The Gemara not chayvul. So if I'm not allowed to be chayvul biatzmi, so mesama that means that it's a bein adam l'mokom. It's not really bein adam l'chaveru. Bein adam l'chaveru, right?
Not doing anything constructive. But let's see.
Okay.
So that would be like
a
doctor.
Unnecessary chavola, yes. So that's what the Gemara is concerned about. If the doctor will cause unnecessary bleeding, the dentist, the doctor, may sometimes spray unnecessarily. So that's what the Gemara is concerned about. So the Gemara says, how can any doctor function? He also may cause unnecessary bleeding. So the answer is he's not out to do that. He wants to help the patient, he doesn't want to harm him. So in case that happens, that's Dov Shein Miskaven is Mutter. We pass like Rav Shimon, Dov Shein Miskaven is Mutter. According to Rav Yehuda, he can't be a doctor. I don't know. You gotta figure out. But at least we pass like Rav Shimon. You can close down all the doctor, all the medical practices, according to Rabbi Yehuda. I don't know. But we talk like Rabbi Shimon, so Dov Shen's cabin is mutter. So the Gemara says, so what's the problem by asking the son to treat the father? The Gemara says, no, it's still a problem. Because there's a difference between kalos and chamuros. We divide the Yisuri Torah into different categories. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Tshuva quotes a Yerushalmi like that. They don't have it in our Gemara, but the Rambam quotes a Yerushalmi that the Soyer HaMishtaleach is only Mechaper on Chamurois if the person does Tshuva. But on Kalois, it's Mechaper even if he doesn't do Tshuva. In the Babli, it doesn't have, it's Faket, not it doesn't say. It's the opposite. But the Rambam follows the Yerushalmi. So the Rambam makes a distinction between Kalois and Chamurois. That's apparently, that's what the Mefarshim say, that's the answer to the Kasha of the Ramban on the Rambam. How did the Rambam count the same pasuk twice? Lo Yosef ten Yosef. Once by Mako Avi V'Ima, and once by Chodol V'Chavera. But it's only one pasuk. That was the Ramban's Kasha. And the other three Kashas also the same. How come the Rambam counted one pasuk twice? So the Megillas Esther, in his commentary on the side of the Sefer HaMishnah, comes to defend the Rambam. So he quotes from one of the earlier Achronim that they answer the Kasha on the Rambam, Ramban's Kasha and the Rambam, and they point out that in all the four cases where the Rambam counts the Lav twice, it's counted twice because sometimes it gets Nisa and sometimes it gets Malkus. So that's abnormal. Which is it? Is it an Issa Kala or is it an Issa Chomer? An Issa Chomer is an Issa that has Karis and Issa Bezen. An Issa Kala is an Issa that only has Malkus. So what kind of an animal is it hit? An androgynous? Is it a Kala or is it a Chomer? So the answer is the two Lavim. One Lav is a Kala and one Lav is a Chomer. So that's why the Rambam counts it twice. The Rambam is opposed to the Bahak who counts Loisinos three times, because sometimes the Bahak says you got to count it three times because a Naira Hamarasa Shazinsa gets Skilo, a Baskan Shazinsa gets Sreifa, a regular Shazinsa gets Chenek. So the Bahak says it shows that there are three different Isur, because there are three different punishments. You have to count Loisinos three times. So the Rambam says that's ridiculous. What's the difference when you get Misa A, B, or C? All three are the same. All three are the same that they're all chamuras. So you only count Loisinos once. But over here, the Rambam says just because a different onshim, it doesn't make sense to count it as three different lavim. So the Ramban is right. That's what the Rambam says. But over here, the Rambam holds it doesn't make sense to count it as one lav if sometimes it gets nisa, sometimes malchus. Means sometimes it's a kal, sometimes it's a chum. It's a different type of a lav. So that's what prompted the Rambam. That's what forced the Rambam to count it twice. So the Gemara here makes such a distinction halach between kalos and chamuros. The Gemara says it could well be that according to Rav Shimon, dovashen miskaven muter is only by mechrik sus, by wearing shatnas. That's an isa kal, you get malchus. By mechabe shal gabi hamizbeach, the Gemara in Zvachim that Tosfos quoted and daf kuf, where was that kuf gimel amud aleph? Tosfos quoted the Gemara often that's a lav and isa kal. And mechabe shal hamizbeach is loike, the Gemara says that's malchus. But a dovah shenim is covered by a regular doctor who's treating a normal patient. A chovel b'chaveiro, so that's an isa kal. Then you have malchus on it. Chovel b'chaveiro pachushar puta gets malchus whenever there's no tashlum, and if there's tashlum, so then you're not loikem mishalim. But if it's pachushar puta, there's no tashlum, and then the Gemara says a chovel b'chaveiro pachushar puta is loikem. So there, it tries to say dovah shenim is covered is muta, but by a son treating the parent, Where the issue involved is an Issa Chomer, of Makav of Vino is Chayv Nisa, so there the Gemara suggests in Sanhedrin and Daf Pei Dalet that maybe Rav Shimon will not be Mata Dovashen Miskavin. So then the Gemara says, wait a minute, it's ridiculous. The whole Machlik is the famous Machlik of Shimon and Rav Yudah is by Gorod the Mitakis of the Safsal on Shabbos. What are you going to say? The Machlik of Rav Shimon is only on Yontif, where it's only an Issa Kal, where there's Malkus. But on Shabbos, where there's Misa and Karis, you're going to say that there never was Machlek Zab Shimon Rav Yudah. It's not true. Machlek is by Shabbos and by Mamadlik and Gorah to meet the keys to the staff, so Bachelor is Kab and Lass is Karis. So you see, Rav Shimon is Mata, Dovashen is Kab, and even Hilchot Shabbos. So you see that even by Chamuris, so the Gemara says, no, that's a different story. That's because of Malachas Machshavas Asr Torah. Wow. That's because Malachas Machshavas Asr Torah. That's what the Tosfos said, that famous Tosfos that we kept on referring to, the gigantic Tosfos in Yuma, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, and the Tosfos, that big fat Tosfos over here. And Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, the big one, Mecham, in the middle, there was one line where Tosfos alludes to what they wrote, the Long Arichas in Yuma, Daf Lamed Gimel, Daf Lamed Dalet, that Reb Yudah Shita, the Dovashen in his Kabin, is Osir, and Kol HaTorah Kula, That's the Raisa. But Rav Yehuda Shitan Shabbos, a Dov Shein Miskaven is Aser, that's only Midi Rabbonin. Why is on Shabbos Dov Shein Miskaven is only Aser Rabbonin? Because it says Malachas Machshev is Aser Ter. It's a lack. Dov Shein Miskaven is a lack of Malachas Machshev. So Tosis said, I'll leave it to Rav Yehuda. Tosis in Sanhedrin points out the Gemara there says that I'll leave it to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds Dov Shein Miskaven Mutar and Kol HaTerakuva, that's only by Lavin, by Yisurim Kalin. But by Nisa Chomer, Rav Shimon would never say that. So by Makov, the Yim of the Din will be the Dov Shein Miskaven is Aser. But by Shabbos, is the Feirish of Shimon is Mata Dov Shein Miskaven. No, that's a different reason. A local reason, because Malachas Machshev is Aser. So then it should come out that by Chayvul, so Taisu says, not the mind. Taisu is right there on that daf. Then it follows that Reb Shimon, the Shitasa, should say, by Chayvul Umavir, since in his opinion, the Kalkal is Chay by Chayvul Umavir, then it should follow that Dov Shein Miskaven will be Anisa Deraita by Chayvul Umavir. Because the Gemara said increases, since by Chayvul Umavir, the Kalkal is Chayiv, so Misasik Nami Chay. What do you mean Misasik Nami Chay? That any din that's based on Malachas Machshevus doesn't apply to Chayvul Umavir. So Dov Shein Miskaven Mutar is also a local din in Hilchos Shabbos, because by all other Chamurais, Reb Shimon holds that Dov Shein Miskaven is Asa. It's only by Shabbos that he holds Dov Shein Miskaven is Mutar Min HaTorah. And he holds that it's even Mutar Min HaRabbanan. So that Kula of Dov Shein Miskaven by Shabbos, based on Malachas Machshevus, will not apply to Chayvul Umavir. So it comes out Dov Shein Miskaven be Anisa Deraisa by Chayvul Umavir. That's in contradiction to what Tosfos says here. Tosfos by us proved from the two Gemaras, from the Gemara in Ksubis, very strong proof. Mark Ksubis says, is he interested Lahano Asat Muhut Tzarich? He's not interested in the Dam, so that's a Dov Shein Miskaven. Or should I say L'dam Hut Tzarich? So if he's not interested in the Dam, it's a Dov Shein Miskaven, then according to Reb Shimon, it'll be Mutar. Then the Gemara says, well, let's say he's interested in the Dam. So then the Gemara discusses further, is it Misakan or is it Mekalkal? And what's the din by Mekalkal B'chayvel? Maybe the din is that Yechai may be Pot. But the Gemara seems to assume that if you hold like Reb Shimon, Dov Shein Miskaven Mutar, it's Mutar. Dov Shein Miskaven is Mutar. Even though it's Reb Shimon holds the Mekalkal B'chayvel is Chai, but Dov Shein Miskaven is still going to be Mutar. That's what Tosfos proves, the last three lines in the Tosfos. The Chayim Mucha of the Per Kamedik Subah, that's what they're trying to prove in the last three lines. Dov Shein Miskaven is Mutar, according to Reb Shimon, even in Chayvul Amavir. It's a black and white Gemara in Ksubis. And that's how they read our Gemara. The Gemara says, Misasiku, Tosfos said, Misasik means Dov Shein Miskaven. What kind of an answer is that? But we're talking about Chayvul. If we're talking about the Tivus and Shama, that's Chayvul. Tosfos says, so what? Dov Shein Miskaven is a Heter in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's not just a Heter in Hilchos Shabbos. So the Tosfos there in Sanhedrin does not agree with this Tosfos. Tosfos there in Sanhedrin disagrees. They say that Reb Shimon, they take the Gemara there, even though the Gemara only says it at one point in the discussion, then it could well be that Lamaskana, the Gemara backs out, there in Sanhedrin, Daf Pei Dalet. The Tosfos understands the Gemara never backed out, that this remains La Halacha like that. Reb Shimon's opinion, that Dov Shein Miskaven is Mutar, only applies to Kol HaTorah Kula in Isurim Kalim. And in Nisa Chamur, like Krisis and Nisa Bezin, you wouldn't say Dov Shein Miskaven Mutar. The exception to the rule will be Shabbos because of a lack of Malachas Machshevus. That's where the Tosfos got it from. Mem Aleph and Beis. But that's from Finia. They invented a new idea. No, it's enough in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Dalet within Reb Shimon Shita. So Tosfos says you don't see the Reb Yehuda disagree. So that's why Tosfos came to that conclusion that Reb Yehuda holds Dov Shein Miskaven Asam and Ater and Kol HaTorah Kula. But by Shabbos it can only be Asam the Rabban. It can't be Asam and Ater because it's a lack of Malachas Machshevus. So the Tosfos there in Sanhedrin has it based on the Gemara there, that Reb Shimon holds Dov Shein Miskaven Mutar Kol HaTorah Kula, that's only by Isurim Kalim. But by Nisa Chomer, it's really Aser. But Shabbos is the exception to the rule because there's a lack of Malachas Machshevus. But Reb Shimon holds that Chayvul Amavir, there is no need for Malachas Machshevus. So there, Dov Shein Miskaven will be an Isa Daraisa, like Chayvul Amavir, according to Reb Shimon. According to Reb Yehuda, Faket, it comes out the opposite. Reb Yehuda is usually more Machmer than Reb Shimon. Yehuda usually holds Dov Shein Miskaven Asam and Atar. Reb Shimon holds Heta Gomer. And here by Chayvul Umavir on Shabbos, it's the reverse. Reb Shimon holds it's an Isa Daraisa. Reb Yehuda holds that it's a Mutar. Reb Yehuda holds Mutar Min HaTorah. Why does Reb Yehuda hold it's Mutar Min HaTorah? Based on the Pasuk of Malachas Machshevus. And Reb Shimon also says, by the other 37 Malachas, it'll be Mutar Min HaTorah based on Malachas Machshevus. But not by these two malachas, because Malach Malshev doesn't apply to Chayvul Amavir. So the Tesis there in Sanhedrin also doesn't agree with that Tesis. That's exactly why they have to work so hard to prove it. That's why they dug up this Gemara, Chayim Mucha Perkamadik Suvis, that approved it, because they knew that there were other Balei HaTesis that didn't agree. So they proved it. It's a pretty strong proof in the Gemara Suvis. And that's what led them to interpret in our Gemara, Rav Amar, Afi Letei Mishpat Chayim Misasikus, the Tesis said Misasik means, it's Dovashen Miskabin, and Dovashen Miskabin is Mutter, even in Chayvul Amavir, even though according to Reb Shimon you don't require Malachas Masheves, it's still Mutter. Because Dovashen Miskabin is a Heter and Kola Terakula. So what does our Tesis do with that Gemara in Sanhedrin? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin like that. Most of the Tesis in hold that's only a Havamin in the Gemara. The Gemara backs out from that, 10 lines later. The Gemara backs out. But the Tesis there in Sanhedrin holds not so. Taisus Sanhedrin claims the Gemara never backed down. That was the Maskonas of Gemara. The Reb Shimon holds Dovashen Miskabin Mutter is only in Kalois, and it doesn't apply to Hamuras. That there's a major distinction between an Issa Kal and an Issa Chomer with respect to Dovashen Miskabin. The Shaila, according to the Tesis in Sanhedrin, who holds that Dovashen Miskavin L'Reb Shimon will be an Issa Deraisa L'Chayvul Amavir. So how do they read our Gemara? The Gemara says Misasek. Misasek means Dovashen Miskavin. What kind of there is no Heter Dovashen Miskavin by Chayvul Amavir? Unless they're distinguished like those Achrayim, unless they're distinguished, they say not that these two Malachas are an exception to the rule. Chayvul is an exception, but not all the forms of Netivus Neshama fall under the category of Chayvul. If you choke an animal to death, that's Netivus Neshama, but that's not Chayvul. Chayvul is an exception to the rule, only if he causes bleeding. If you don't cause any bleeding, it's a different kind of death, so then it's not an exception to the rule. I would have not said like that, but I think a few Rishonim seem to hold like that.
Isn't more Ksubis Mashma where there's dam?
The Pasha Pshat in the Gemara Ksubis is Mashma like Taisa said. So the Gemara goes line after line. The first point the Gemara says, if Yal Dabashem is Kavim Mutta, nothing to discuss. Period. Finish. Then Taisa says, why is there nothing to discuss? But if you hold like Reb Shimon, and the Kal Kal Chai, the Chayvul Amavir, so then there's no head to Dabashem is Kavim.
Over there there's Dam. So.
And the other is Dam, right? So Taisa says, don't you see Mefurish when the Gemara there? So apparently the other Shanim hold that it's not true. The Gemara didn't mean to say if the old Dovashen Miskavin Mutter, period, so pasuk, you don't have to discuss anything else. No, it will still depend on the Machlech Zavir Reb Shimon. If you own the Kal Kal Chai V'Chov Amavir, then there won't be any Heter of Dovashen Miskavin. They learn not like Tesis holds that when the Gemara says the first line, the Dovashen Miskavin Mutter is Mutter, so pasuk, there's nothing to discuss. The other Shanim say it's not true. It'll still depend on the further discussion whether the Kal Kal Chai V'Chov Amavir. Not the mashma in the Gemara. So that's the issue regarding the misasik, where the Gemara said misasik. Then in the final answer, the Gemara finally says, how can you say it's Dovashen and Miskavein, but isn't it a psik reshe over here? So the Gemara says, you're right, but over here it's still mutter. Well, why? Minatera. Why is it still mutter? So Tesis have their fantastic interpretation. So it says that it's a malacha shein tzvicha legufa. I bet it bothered if you hold like Reb Shimon then the calculus chayiv, so how can malacha shein tzvicha legufa be potter? So they said, what can we do? That's what it says in Sanhedrin daf peidal. So the Ferish Gemara. That even if you hold the calculus chayiv, you still need malacha tzvicha legufa. Yeah, that's Taisvis l'shitosam. But Rashi doesn't agree. Rashi all over assumes that malacha shein tzvicha legufa is an extension of the din of Mekalkal being potter. The Rashi cannot learn pshat like Tosfos. What's an alternate way to read the Gemara? That's what the Rishonim point out. The Tosfos on Kuv Gimel. Tosfos on Kuv Gimel. Tosfos over here refers you to Gemara Kuv Gimel. The Gemara says on Kuv Gimel that if you have a psik reshe delay nichalei, Reb Shimon is not moda. Even though Reb Shimon be psigreshe v'lo yomus that yechayev, that is an isa deraisa, but a psigreshe v'lo nichalei, he's not moda. Why not? The Tesis learns all over. Whenever such a Gemara appears, Tesis said, because every Tzikrei Shel Anichel is by definition an Ein Tzvichel Agufa. So Ein Tzvichel Agufa is only going to be at the Rabbanon, according to Reb Shimon. That's Tesis Shita. So Rashi cannot learn like Tesis. Rashi holds that by Choyvel Amavir, what are you going to say? Ein Tzvichel Agufa is a mitigating factor. But according to Rashi, it can't be, because Mekalkal is Chayes. How can Ein Tzvichel Agufa be Potter? Apparently not all the Rishonim agree. Many Rishonim seem to agree with the Rashi. They don't agree with Tesis. So that's what Tesis quoted in alternate Pshat, the famous Pshat from the Oroch, that maybe Psikration Lo Nichalei is Mutter. That's what Tesis quotes on Kiv Gimel. So that's what other Rishonim say in Agamar. The Oroch probably learns Pshat in Agamar. I, Abai Rav Adam Tzorat, Psikration is Osir. So to this they answer, no, Shani Hachas, Psikration Lo Nichalei. It's really not in his best interest. He's not interested in killing the Chalazim. He would be happier if the Chalazim would stay alive. Nebuch, the Chalazim, if you keep on fetching, of course it's going to die. But since it's a Psikrei Shel Anichalei, so the Orach Alarm Shah, Psikrei Shel Anichalei is Mutter. And that's what Tesis is not in agreement with the Orach.
The Orach wouldn't say by Psikrei Shel Anichalei?
He would say, yeah. By every Psikrei Shel Anichalei means Anichalei. The term de la nichalei means that he doesn't gain anything positive out of it. He's not interested, neither here nor there, like over there. Hamayape sada shal chaveiro. If Ovid ba'ara de chavre, there's neither here nor there, la'ich bislei. That's what the Orach learns, that's called the psikration la nichalei, that's mutter. Tosfos doesn't agree with, a lot of Rishonim don't agree, but that's what the Orach reads. What if you all not like the Orach? What if you all psikration la nichalei is not mutter? And you don't want to learn like Tesis that a malacha shein tzvichel agufa is going to be the rabbanon even by choyvel or mavir. So how can you read an agimor? So the Rishonim said that it's mekalkel. They have a third shot. Shiny hacha the kama the isle neshama tfein yichle kech the leitzol tzivei. It's really detrimental to his purposes that he's killing the animal. He has no choice. Of course, the animal is going to die. Keep on squeezing, he's going to die. But since it's detrimental to his purposes that the Chalazon dies, because from now on the trail is not going to be so clear, so they consider that mekalkel. The death of the animal, that aspect of what he's doing, the death of the animal, is mekalkel. So there are three ways to read the Rishonim quote. There are three ways to read the line in the Gemara. Shani hoch, the kamadin, fein neshama, fein nichal hakecha, the leitzol tzivei, is not so happy about it. The Tosfos says, not happy makes it into a ein tzvichel agufa. Ein tzvichel agufa, according to Reb Shimon, is only the Rabbanan. The other Rishonim are not happy with Tosfos. How can that be? By Chovel Amami, you also say Ein Tzvichel Agufa. Tosfos said, that's what it says in Sanhedrin. What can I tell you? That's what it says in the Gemara. That Ein Tzvichel Agufa is part of the reason by Chovel Amami. The other Rishonim think like the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud. Tosfos themselves claim it's a steer between the two Gemaras how to understand Reb Shimon Shita of Ein Tzvichel Agufa. So the alternate way to read the Gemara, they say, is like the Yoruch. The Yoruch read Shani Hocha. There's a psikration of Nichalei, and that's not governed with the ruling of psikration. And most of the Rishonim, many Rishonim don't agree with the Orach, probably most of the Rishonim don't agree with the Orach. So they say not that it's a psikration of Nichalei, but rather it's more meant to say that in this case it's Mekalkel. The death of the animal is detrimental to his industry. He wants to have good trailers. When the animal dies, it's the trailers is Mekulkel. It's not as clear as it was before. So Mekalkel is called. Call Mekalkel is called. Yeah, what is the issue? The Oroch against all the Rishonim, whether Psikresha de la Nichalei is mutter or not. So there's a famous explanation that Rabbi Hanan Wasserman has in his Shiuri. He explains, Dovah Sheinim is Kavein. What is the definition of Dovah Sheinim is Kavein? A person does Pula A, which is a Pula Hamuteris, and he knows in advance that this may or may not lead to Pula B, which is a Pula Asura. So the whole definition of Dovah Sheinim is Kavein rests on the assumption that you have two different pu'ulos. Pu'ula A is a pu'ula hamuteris, moving furniture, moving a chair from one side of the backyard to the other side of the yard, that's permissible. But making a haritz in the ground is not allowed. So it's possible to make a haritz without moving the chair. I take a shovel, I make a haritz, I'm not moving any furniture. And it's possible to move furniture without making a haritz. I pick up the furniture and I put it down over here. So you can do one, you can do A without B, you can do B without A. Here I'm doing A, and it may or may not result in B. I'm moving the furniture. I'm not sure. I don't know in advance whether it's going to make a haritz or not. So that's called Dov Sheni Miskabit. I'm doing a pool of hamuteris, which may not result in a pool of hasu. So the Gemara says, Rav Shimon generally holds Dov Sheni Miskabit is mutter. I consider it as if the second pool of his nasus may leo. That's if it may or may not result. Pula B may or may not result from Pula A, but if it's a Vadois, if it's a Tzigreshi Velayamos, then by the Reb Shimon Deretzosa. So that's Rabbi Hanav Asman points out. There are two ways to interpret that Gemara. Why should Reb Shimon be made the Tzigreshi Velayamos? Is it because since he's intending for Pula A and he knows the Vadois Pula B will definitely follow? Everybody knows Pula B is going to have to follow. So the kavana, the intention that he has for Pula A carries over to Pula B as well. So you can't say it's a Dov Sheni Miskaven. It's a Dov Ha Miskaven. He is Miskaven for Pula B because he knows that it's going to result. Or should I say no, that not that the kavana that he has for A relates to B as well, but rather A, B hyphenated are now labeled as one activity. So since it's about those that B will follow from A, and he's intending for A. A, B together is one kavana. So the kavana that has for A means A and B is one pula. So the Aruch suggests, the Aruch apparently assumes the first way. Not that it's considered one pula. They're really two pulas. Moving furniture is one pula, making a haritz is another pula. But since he has kavana for moving the furniture, so therefore that kavana relates to the second pula B as well. So that's only the medva mamurim if it's a psikresha dinichale, if he gains something out of it. So what are you're bluffing, you're faking when you tell us you're not interested in the second activity. It's a psikresha dinichala, you gain something out of it. So since you're doing A and you know that B follows and that's beneficial for you, so your intention to do A is taken, is understood as an intention for B as well. But if it's clear that it's psikresha lo nichala, it's lo mala v'lo mar, it doesn't care about the second pula. So how can you tell me, it's a question of psychoanalyzing the guy. How can you tell me that my kavana is to do pula B? It's lo mala v'la morid. It's a situation lo nichale. So you can't say that kavana for A relates to B. He's not interested in doing B. He doesn't stand to gain anything. It's lo mala v'la morid. So that's what leads the Aruch to understand that a situation lo nichale is mutter. And perhaps the other Rishonim would disagree with the Aruch, think that situation lo nichale is also. They don't say that the reason why situation is also because the kavana for A, pula A relates to B. And over here by Leinichale, you can't say that he's interested. No, the pshat is whenever it's a psikresha, it's labeled as one pula. A, B hyphenated constitutes one pula. So if he has kavana for A, so by definition that's kavana for B, because A and B hyphenated constitute one pula. That's what Rabbi Hanna suggests. Maybe that's the machlekes between the Orach and the other Vishanu, where the psikresha of Leinichale is mutar eros. This, of course, is on the assumption that the Orach's kula, psikresha of Leinichale, applies in Kol HaTorah Kula. That's the way Tosfos quotes, that's the way most of the Rishonim quote the Aruch. That the Aruch develops the Shita not only from Gemaras and Masechah Shabbos, here Ar Gemar Daf Ayin Hey, and the Gemara Kuv Gimel Amaral. No, he has the Gemara in Zvachim also. He has the Gemara in Zvachim Adaf Tzadik Aleph, about Kibo Yesh Al Gabi HaMizbeach. He has the Gemara about Mesares, later Ar Gemara about causing Sirus. A human being, so he holds over there also psikresha lo nichale is muta. Yes, so if you hold that the Aruch was matir and kol HaTorah Kula, so you have to say it's based on Dov Sheni Miskaven. Psikresha lo nichale comes back to become a Dov Sheni Miskaven. But the Rosh quoted a different version of the Aruch, that the Aruch is only matir, a split between kol HaTorah Kula and Shabbos. The Aruch is only matir psikresha lo nichale and Hilcha Shabbos, and kol HaTorah, there's a steer in the Rosh. In most places, the Rosh presents the Aruch, the way Tosfos presents it all the time, that the Aruch Sheet of Psikresha Lanichal Mutter is Mutter and Kol HaTorah Kula. In one place here, the later Rosh presents it that the Aruch is only Mutter in Hilcha Shabbos. How do you understand that? Because of a lack of Malachas Mashavas. What's lack of Malachas Mashavas? What does that mean? Why should it make a difference whether the Heter Adov Shein and Miskaben is the Kol HaTorah Kula Dikadin or a Shabbos Dikadin? Still, if Adov Shein and Miskaben is Mutter and you hold Secretion of Nichola is equivalent to Dov Sheni Miskaven, so let it be Mutter and Kol HaTorah Kula. Why do you only say it's Mutter and Hilcha Shabbos? So that's why the Tosfos Yeshanim in Ksubis and Daf Hey, when they quote the Aruch, they add on already an interpretation on the Aruch. They say that it's an extension of the din of Ein Tzvicha L'Gufo. Tosfos holds a little bit like the Aruch. Tosfos says every case of, Tosfos always writes like this, every case of the Secretion of Nichola is going to be an Ein Tzvicha L'Gufo. That's how our Tosfos says on Daf Ayin. Tosfos on Kuf Gimel. Tosfos always says like that. The moida to the orach partially, secretion of lenichalei is a mitigating factor. The I know what? It doesn't cause it to revert back to be considered the davar she'eino mitzkaven. Every secretion of lenichalei is going to be an ein tzvicha legufo. So it's only going to be an issa derabbanim. And atar will be mutter, it won't be an issa derabbanim. So now the Tosfos is shonim in the beginning of Ksubas on that hay that's printed on the Gilyon and on the side of the Tosfos. So they present it like this. When is there an issa derabbanim? By malacha shein tzvicha legufa, the fellow is doing a malacha, but he's ain't tzvicha legufa. He's not interested in the real types of the malacha. Let's say achoy faguma, vein etzarach el afara. But still, he needs the afar. He doesn't need the guma. He needs the afar. So that's what they prohibited mid rabban. Kosov, he needs something. So even though it's not tzvicha legufa, it's not an isa deraisa, but still he needs something. What if it's a psikreishet la nichala? He's really doing. He's interested in doing pule, which is heter. But he knows that Pula B will definitely result from Pula A, but he's not interested in Pula B, and it's Lamala Balamorit to him. So you can't really say that since he's doing it for some other purpose, even though he's doing it for some other purpose, that he asked him to the Rabban, he's not interested in doing B at all. So that's a case of a Melocha Shein Tzvicha Legufa, where they never even asked him to the Rabbanon. When did they ask him Melocha Shein Tzvicha Legufa Mid Rabbanon? If he's doing the malacha for some intention, for some Torah, but he's not even interested in doing it. He's doing Pula A, and Pula B comes along automatically. He really couldn't care less about Pula B. So in such a case, they never even asked it, Ein Tzvicha Legufa Mid Rabbanon. What's the biur? Why should that be so? So the Pashtus and that Shita seems to be that version of the Oruch, that's why they say the Oruch only says, Sikresha Delay Nichalei is Mutter in Hilchos Shabbos. Because it starts off as a malachas, it starts off like Tosfos, the malachas shen tzvicha legufa, and Tosfos stops there. That's all. Malachas shen tzvicha legufa, so it knocks it down to the rabban. It's not that it's het gomer. Malachas shen tzvicha legufa is also rabban. So this version of the orach takes it one step further. It's a malachas shen tzvicha legufa, which is usually mutam and ater, and usually also the rabban. But the issa the rabban that he instituted is only if he's interested in something, if he's gaining something like chayf guma, then it's tzorach leguma, but it's tzorach lafora. But it's chayfa guma shalaf tola mamish legamrei for no purpose whatsoever. So there, these rishonim seem to hold that that's not even a malacha shein tzvicha legufa that they yasid med rabban. Why? Well, what's the beer adova? They seem to hold like the Rashi shita that ain't tzvicha legufa is because you're lacking misake. So min ator it's only called misake if you chayfa guma and you need the guma. If I need the offer, that's not called misake. Mid the Rabbanon they said, that's also Misakin. Chayka Guman, you need the offer. That's also a shtick on Misakin. But if he's really doing something else, he's Goyra Demiti Kisa the Sapsal, he's moving furniture, and so they have a heavy piece of furniture and a very soft earth, because it just rained yesterday. And then he watched the Nachri move a piece of furniture, and he knows that it made a Charitz. He knows it's a psikresha. He's going to move the exact same kind of piece of furniture. He's also going to make the same kind of a harit. So it's a psikresha, but it's a psikresha de la nichale. So the Orach holds that it's mutter. Why? Because it's an ein tzvicha legufa. He doesn't need the harit. And normally ein tzvicha legufa, they ask him the rabbana, because if he's doing this, so it's akshadei. Since he's doing this pula, he's chayfa guma leina tzorachel lafor. He's doing the pula for some purpose. He's getting some hanoah out of it. So since he's interested in doing the pula, so it's an achshavei, so we consider that as a malechas machshavis midirabon. But he's not even interested in doing the pula, he's really doing pula A, and pula B comes along naturally, automatically. He doesn't demonstrate any interest in B, and the B is really loynichalei, it's a psikreshin loynichalei, couldn't care less. So in such a case, he can't label him as an achshavei. Can't say, well, he demonstrated that he wants it, so that's why we already consider it misakin midirabon. You can't consider the Sakhar Rabbanon. He's not interested in doing it. So there it's even Mutam Midir Rabbanon. This is the other version of the Oruch. That's the Rosh's version of the Oruch. That he was only Matib Sikresha Lo Nichalei and Hilchos Shabbos. And Kol HaTorah Kula, he would agree that Sikresha Lo Nichalei would be awesome. But the Tais Rishonim said that it's based on Melocha Shein Tzvicha Legufa. So Tosfos, just to be again, Tosfos' interpretation of this little Gemara here, they blend in all of their shitas from Gan Shas. First they introduce you to their understanding of Chovil, what Malacha is involved in Chovil. They spelled it out explicitly. They're not happy with the other Pshatim. They think like the Talmud Yerushalmi, that the Malacha involved in Chovil is Netilas Neshama, Malikot Lukum, Malikot Tefalga. Then they introduce their Gemara in Krisis Daf Yutes, that once Reb Shimon holds Mekalkol, the Chovil Amavir is Chayev, means that these two Malachas are not subject to Malachas Machshevis. If they're not subject to Malachas Machshevis, so what does the Gemara bring in? Misasek? Isn't Misasek based on Malachas Machshevis? That's what Shmuel said. So they said, no, it's about two dinim. The Shmuel din and Rabbi Shua's din and the Mishnah. The Shmuel is in the Gemara. Two dinim. One din of Malach, one din of Misasek can call it Terakula, and another din of Misasek that's special to Hilchas Shabbos. And then Tesis claims that Dov Sheinim is Kavein is Mutter on Shabbos, the regular din of Kol HaTarakula. It's not a special din in Hilchas Shabbos. On that Mem Aleph, they said according to Reb Yuda, it's a special din in Hilchas Shabbos. But if you're all like Reb Shimon, Dov Sheinim is Kavein is Mutter on Kol HaTarakula, it's Mutter in all the Malachas, it's the regular din. Tesis in Sanhedrin is not happy with that. Because the Tesis in Sanhedrin holds that the Gemara never backed out there on Sanhedrin. The Gemara at one point said that Reb Shimon would be Moda, would it be in agreement to Reb Yuda, that Dov Sheinim is Kavein is Osir by all Chamuris. By Maka Avivim, or we should ask the Dov Sheinim is Kavein. Acha Mihi Tira, how does any doctor practice medicine? That's Dov Sheinim is Kavein. And Reb Shimon holds Dov Sheinim is Kavein with him. But by Beno, that's an Iser Misa. That's an Iser Misa, so that's it's no chorus. Maka Avivim, there's no chorus. By Mekal Avivim and Maka Avivim, there's Misa, but there's no chorus. So Bishogig, there wouldn't be any Chantos. But there's Misa the Mezid, so since it's Chamura, so the Gemara says Dov Sheinim is Kavein has it doesn't apply. And the Gemara says, wait a minute. So how does Reb Shimon ever say Dov Sheinim is Kavein is Mutta by Shabbos, it's Chamura? So the Gemara pulls in the Malachas Machshavas as the term. But Tesis always presented as if they discovered America. Tesis here, in other places, in the Shita Mekub, that's as if they discovered it. That's Mem Aleph on the Tesis, that's more Tesis. That's the opening Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin within Reb Shimon. But then the Pashim Shah the Gemara backs out. They reject all of this. The Taisa is there, Sanhedrin says, never reject it. Never backed out. It remains like this. So how does Reb Shimon have to say, Dov Sheinim is Kavein Mutter on Shabbos? Because of Malachas Machshevis. And then Taisa says, but by Chovel HaMavir, Dov Sheinim is Kavein will be an Issa Daraisa. According to Reb Shimon, who holds Mekalkal Chayv. According to Reb Yudah, who holds Mekalkal is not Chayv by Chovel HaMavir. So then, Dov Sheinim is Kavein will only be an Issa Darabona by Shabbos, by Chovel HaMavir. Comes out that paradoxical. The Reb Yudah is usually the one who's more machna than Reb Shimon, and Dov Sheinim is Kavein. He holds in Kolot Tarkulot Tanisa Daraisa. Reb Shimon holds all over its mutter, Het Gomer. So here, by Chayvul Amarvitz, Vina Hapechu. The Reb Shimon will hold that it's Tanisa Daraisa, because he's dealing with Chamuras. So Chamuras, there's no Het of Dov Sheinim is Kavein of Kolot Tarkulot. You only have the Het of Malachas Machshevis. And Malachas Machshevis doesn't apply to Chayvul Amarvitz. And according to Reb Yudah, Mekalkal is Pata b'Chayvul HaMavir also. You need less Malshevus on all the 39 of his Malachas. We discussed a couple of weeks ago, the Gemara says that prohibited Midrabanan, you're not allowed to blow Shofar, you're not allowed to shake a lulav, you're not allowed to read the Megillah when Purim falls out on Shabbos, when Rosh Hashanah Sukkot fall out on Shabbos. So the Gemara Rabbi explains what's the rationale for this Gzera the Rabbanan. Gzera Shambi Reino, Shambi Yavarena Dalar Amis Bishvus Rab. So Rashi and Tosfos in several of the places where the Gemara quotes the explanation that Rabbi gives, this Gzera the Rabbi. Rabbi is not the one who made the Gzera. It's in the Mishnayos already, way before the days of Rabbi, but he's the one who explains it. So they ask the question, why does he give the reason Shemi Avaren? Why didn't he say Shemi Yotzien and Meshus Lushus? So he gave different answers. So Rashi wrote, one of the suggestions Rashi wrote was that sometimes he can be in violation of Mabed Alanamis Meshus Rabbim. It's easier to violate Mabed Alanams than it is to violate Motzim Meshus Lushus. As for example, the fellow picks up the shofar or the lulav and he thinks he knows how to blow shofar, he thinks he knows how to shake lulav, then he starts fooling around and he doesn't know how, but then he carries it out in the street in order to bring it to the chacham to learn how to do the kiyah shofar, how to shake the lulav. So Rashi says, since the akira was not bishor bishoyna lakaf, so the Gemara says in the first parak in Shabbos, then you're not chayiv. When you're chayiv on Shabbos, you have to do an akira, and hoitzoh lushus acheres and ha'anocha. But if I picked up the thing, I picked up a sefer in order to learn, and then I'm learning, and then I change my mind, I start carrying the sefer out of the house. But since akira mishor bishoyna was not l'shem kach, so then you won't be chayiv on motzim mishus lushus. So Rashi says, so that by the lulav and by the shofar, he picks it up, he thinks he knows that grace of chacham, he thinks he knows what he's doing. Then he realizes he doesn't know how to do it, So he's going to walk out. So the Akira was not Mishogashon Kach. So he won't be Chayv Amotzi Mishus Mishus. But in that case, if you'll be Mara Dalaram is Mishus Ram, then you will be Chayv. The Taisa says, what is he talking about? Taisa is Masin Arashid. What is he talking about? The Gemara says, if Lohais Akira Mishogashon Kach, it's not called an Akira. It's called a Tiltul. If you pick up a Sefer, why don't you say, anytime you pick up a fork or a knife, you pick up a candy bar on Shabbos, you pick up a Sefer, it should be awesome at the Rabbanim. You just did an Akira. The Akira may lead up to Hanochi. You may so the answer is that's not called an Akira. That's called a Tiltul. I'm allowed to move things around. It's only called an Akira if it's Mishor Rishayna. Have in mind, I'm picking it up Adaita to carry a Dalan Amos away. I'm picking it up Adaita to Mimotfiyad Mishus Mishus. But if I pick it up Aldas to use it in this Mishus, by definition, Taisis Taina, that's not called an Akira. So it would be a Ptur, not only by Moitz and Mishus Lushus, it would be a Ptur by Mavad Alam Shus Ramos. So what did Rashi understand? What did Rashi say? Rashi says, Bahar Bin Mikrim is possible to violate Mavad Alam, even though it's not possible to violate Moitz and Mishus Lushus Kigon. He picked it up, Shaloy Al Das, to go like this, and let him not be Chayv Mavad Alam. So we mentioned that the Kapis Tamar, Mansukeh, or the Yom Chuan, Rosh Hashanah, either one or the other, the same Sefer, he quotes a Taisus Sishonin, comes to defend Rashi, and he said he understands that within Rashi that Gemara in the first parak that if you picked it up, I'll ask to use it here, and then you change your mind and you carry it outside. You're not chayv shalahoyt akira mishor b'shoyin lekach. It's not because by definition it's called a tilkul, it's not called an akira. No, it's a different word. It's a ptur because the malachas nashev is also ter. Since from the very beginning you didn't have a mind to finish it off, the teres malacha, so it's a lack of malachas nashev. It's new, so the zel b'kasha. So Malach Machshavas applies across the board to all the Lamed Tesalas Malachas. That is Rashi say that Yechai by Mavad Al Anamis Bishus Arab. So the Tesis Yishanim says, because the Gemara says later in the beginning of Hazorei that all the Malachas were in the Mishkan except for Mavad Al Anamis Bishus Arab. So the Gemara says, so how is it also? You only hear the Gemara ask, where was Mavad Al Anamis Bishus Arab? The Gemara is fishing around. Where was on Tzadik Vav on the days? So the Gemara finally says, Gemara Gemiri Lo. Taka wasn't in the Mishkan. First the Gemara fetches, Ahina here, then the Gemara says, no. Mavad Al Anam is in the fourth wide line on Tzadik Vav on the base. Mavad Al Anam in all on the Mechai. Ela the answer is, Mavad Al Anam Gemara Gemiri Lo. There's a tradition. Despite the fact that it wasn't in the Mishkan, the Allah Al Moshe Mishinai, we have a tradition that it's also. So that's what the Tosis Sanim says. Where do we require Malachas Machshavas? Only those Malachas that were in the Mishkan. Malachas Machshavas really doesn't say by Shabbos. It says by the Mishkan. But we carry over all the conditions that were necessary by the Mishkan to Hilchas Shabbos. So that's how you know what the definition of a Malach is. Hachtavid Mishkan Hashiva, Korele Yav. So that's why you require Malachas Machshavas. But Mavad Al Aramis wasn't in the Mishkan. So therefore it's never subject to the rules and regulations of Malachas Machshavas. Wow. That's how they suggested within Rashi. That's along the lines of this what Tosfos quoted the Gemara increases. That by two malachas, according to Rav Shimon, by the two malachas of Chayvul and Mavir, there's no need for malachas machshavas. Any detail that's based on malachas machshavas won't apply to Chayvul and Mavir. So that's what the Tosfos Shishanim understood in Rashi. That by Mavad Al Anam, there's no requirement. There's never a requirement for malachas machshavas. Very questionable, sure. The Gemara later on in Perek Hazar is going to have a lot of details about Mavad Al Anam. The Pashtus in the Gemara is that you do need Malach Mashavas. Hard to say like that. Problematic Gemara. Okay. Difficult to know. What does the Gemara have on the bottom of Ayin Hamed Aleph? The Mishnah continues. This up the Lamed Tes Malachas says Shochet. It's not Shochet, it's Shochet. What does the Gemara ask? Shochet Mishum Mai Chayev? What's the question? So Rashi and Taisi don't seem to agree over here. Rashi seems to understand that the Gemara's question is a repeat of all the other questions. Like the Gemara asks by Ofer, where was Ofer in the Mishkan? There was only Mevashel. And then the Gemara says, where was Kosher in the Mishkan? Where was Taifa in the Mishkan? Where was Karei on the Mishkan? The Gemara is asking all the questions, where did this Malach occur in the Mishkan? So the Gemara here is asking, where was Shechet in the Mishkan? So Rashi says, the Gemara thought in the Havamina that Sheichet in the Mishnah means if you do Shechita with the Ola Chamish Hilcha Shechita, in Maseches Chulin, in the first parak, the Gemara says there are five dinim in Shechita. Shiyadrasa Chalada Hagrama Vikas. That it should be a kosher Shechita, that it should be subject to all the mitzvahs of Shechita, you should need Kisi Adam, and there should be a din of Osavir's Beno, and Shechut Echutz, and so on. You have to do a proper Shechita. So Rashi says, where did they do Shechita in the Mishnah? They needed Oris Eilem Yodomim and Oris Choshim, so they didn't have to do Shechita with Hilcha Shechita. They can get a non-Jew to kill the animal, and it won't conform to Hilcha Shechita, and you can still use an Aveli, you can also use the Oris Eilem Yodomim and the Oris Choshim. The Gemara says later that you're not allowed to use. Gemara says in the beginning of Kol, where is it? The Gemara in the beginning of Shmoyne Shvatzim, I think. Gemara beginning of Shmoyne Shvatzim on Kuf Chesem and Aleph. The Gemara quotes a pasuk on the wide lines. Lamanti Yeter Hashem Eficha Min Amuta Beficha. You cannot write that the Torah Tefillin and Mezuzah on Or Behema Tmeya. It has to be Or Behema Tahora. It has to be a kosher animal. But if it's Nevela or Trefa, that's okay. As long as the type of the animal is a kosher animal. It doesn't doesn't require that it should have had a kosher eshchita. Even if it's or in the Beilus of Trefis, it's also good. So the Gemara says, and then Madlikin and Av Chavches, on the base, the Gemara quotes that pasuk, V'manti Yateres Hashem B'fichem and Amuta B'ficho. The Gemara says it doesn't only apply to a place where you're writing Divrei Torah, like say for Torah Tefillin and Mezuzah. The Gemara says the Tachash that they use in the Mishkan, Eilim we know are kosher animals. Or say, you know, an isle is a kosher animal, a rim. What about tachash? What kind of an animal was it? So we should check to see if it's malagim or if it's parsa. The Gemara says, yeah, it doesn't exist as manazah. The tachash was only in that generation that was tachash. It never existed before, never existed after. The Gemara wants to know, well, was it a kosher animal? Was it malagim or if it's parsa? The Gemara says, it must have been, because we have a tradition, even though the pasuk only says, Mantir, Taras Hashem Beficha Min Amuta Beficha, if you're writing Divrei Torah on the parchment, like Sefer Torah Tefillin and Mezuzah. What about the Ritzuas of the Tefillin? We're not writing any Psukim. What about the Bayishol Yad? The Bayishol Rosh, the Gemara says, has a Shin on it. So that one letter, the one Shin, the two Shins, we have two Shins on both sides. So the Shin is one letter. That's also Divrei Torah. If you learn one word, is also, you learn one letter, is also Torah. If you have the ability to learn more than one word, then it's not Torah. But if that's all you have time to learn, is one letter, the Shin of Tefillin, so that's also called Divrei Torah. So that's covered with the din, the Gemara says on Daf Chav Ches, that's covered with the din, the Bayish Al Rosh is covered with the din of Teres Hashem Beficha Min Amuta Beficha. It has to be kosher leather from a kosher animal. But the Ritzuas of the Tefillin of the Bayish Al Yad have no letters of Divrei Torah on them. So the Gemara says, how do you know that they have to be, or the Oris Choshim for the Mishkan, they didn't have to write any Ksav, any Divrei Torah on it. So how do you know that has to be from a kosher animal? The Gemara says, Gemiri, we have a tradition, the Lehuchshu, L'malach HaShamayim, L'alar Be'im, Atar Bovad. In addition to the Pasuk that speaks about Teres Hashem Mefichav, which only is Kedusha Sksav, the Abba Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, most of the Rishonim learn, Gemir means Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, that all Malach HaShamayim, if you need a natural piece of material, let's say you make an Aron Kodesh. There's no halacha that says you have to make an Aron Kodesh from leather. Who says you have to have a leather lining inside the Aron Kodesh? Dain Grossman says the tshuva, they had black, jet black horse leather, which was very expensive, coating the inside of an Aron Kodesh. And the shaila was, l'huchshu malach ha-shamayim, elor be-metor v'vad, is it permissible? So he quotes an Aruch HaShulchan, who says that it's okay, because l'huchshu malach ha-shamayim only applies if the halacha requires that it has to be from an animal. If you can have a wooden Aron Kodesh, you can have a plastic Aron Kodesh. Who says you have to have from an animal? You want to make from an animal, you want to make Siddhartha Dari, so you want to use horse leather. So spend money, use whatever you want. The halacha only applies when the din requires that it should be a natural item from an animal, it has to be from a kosher animal. So the batim and the ritzuis and the ta'oris choshim has to be from an animal. So the Gemara says that it has to be from a kosher animal. That's a shalom whether this din of the Hukshul Malach HaShamayim or Alaor Behem HaTorah B'Levad is that only applies to Tashmishi Kedusha like the Batim and the Ritzuas. It doesn't apply, let's say I have a Tfilin Zekel that's made from leather, so I want to use horse leather, so right there, I can make a Tfilin Zekel from cloth, I can make a paper Tfilin Zekel. There's no halacha that says it has to be a leather Tfilin Zekel. I can make a plastic Tfilin Zekel, so if I want to make from horse leather, so it should also be Mutter. But the Shaila is What about, let's say, a shofar? Or what about the sandal shel chalitza? I want to make a shofar from a horn of a non-kosher animal. I want to make a sandal shel chalitza from the leather of a non-kosher animal. So the Rabbi Natam is quoted by the Tesis in Perek Mitzvah Chalitza saying that that's no good, but the chalitza should have to be from a kosher animal. On Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Ran in Maseches Rashana says that the shofar cannot be from a non-kosher animal, even though it's only tashmishi mitzvah, it's not tashmishi kedusha. We still apply the klal of lehuchshu l'malach hashamayim gemiri, the tradition lehuchshu l'malach hashamayim, the Lord behemoth to herbal right. So again, so the Gemara says beferish that this both of them, the pasuk Torah Hashem b'ticha and amuta b'ticha and alach l'moshe m'sinai, both of them only require that it should be a mintar, it should be a kosher animal. They don't require that it should actually be a shechita k'sheira. Even if it's nevei lo treifa, it's also acceptable. So Rashi learns that was the Gemara's kasha. Where was the Gemara thought in the Haramina that shechit in the Mishnah means he did shechita in accordance with the chamish hilcha shechita? He did a proper shechita, then it's a violation. And if you shoot an animal not in accordance with hilcha shechita, so it won't be a violation of malecha shechit. So the Gemara says, where was the shechit in the Mishkan? What they missed? They shechted the oris elim. Some of the shechta the elim and the tchoshim. Amazing. Why should they shoot it? They may as well shecht it so they not only use the hide for the purpose of making mishkan. May as well eat the flesh also. May as well make some money and eat the flesh also. But Rashi says, but it wasn't really required for the mishkan. That's for their own purposes. The stomach don't want to make a kosher meat. But it wasn't required for the mishkan. My avidite, where was the shechitah share in the mishkan? Imi yari say the meadamim and tachash alam lulu shechitah b'chanika namisagi. So the Gemara answers, no. When it says in the Mishnah Shechet, it doesn't mean Shechet in quotation marks with the Chamish Ulcha Shechita. It just means Natilus Neshama. You don't necessarily have to do with the Chamish Ulcha Shechita. That's a famous Mishnah in the first Perek in Chulin. As it says in the Mishnah Shechet, B'Shabbos, Apol Pishin Neschai B'Nafshoi, Shechitosek Shera. If a person Shechet the Be'im on Shabbos, even though he's Chai Nisus and Natilus Neshama, but the Shechita is still a good Shechita. So the Maharit asks Akasha, not everybody sits and reads the Maharit, but Rabbi Kiveger on Yeredeya quotes this in Hilchos Shechita on the bottom of the page. That's why this Maharit became more famous than most other statements of the Maharit. And Maharit was bothered with Akasha. Maharit was the contemporary of the Beit Yosef, Tzfas. They lived in Tzfas at the same time. So the Maharit asks Akasha, there is a machlokes in the beginning of Tmura, a machlokes Abai Barabba, where they say, Nusa Dam Rachman al Asavid, Yavid Loi Mahani. The Shaila had the Rambam Paskins, there's theories in the Rambam. Shaila, usually we Paskin like a Rava. Whenever there's Machlok Zabai Rava, we Paskin like a Rava. Here it's not clear which way Rava says. There are two versions, two Girsas in the Gemara. Does Rava say, Milsadam Achmane, any issue that the Torah, any matter that the Torah forbids you from doing, cannot bring about a halos. If you went ahead and you did it, cannot bring about a halos. Is that what Rava says, or is that what Abai says? So it's a question, how we should Paskin. That's what the Marit says, Sakashe. According to those opinions in the Gemara and the Rishonim who paskin the milsadam rachman al sabbat, the other lemahani, whenever you're not allowed to do something, you go ahead and you do it. It cannot bring about a halos. How can the Mishnah say that if you shecht the behema on Shabbos, afal pi shemeskay benafshu shchitosek sheir? How can it be ksheiro? Why not should say yavid lemahani? Since I did an avera, so the avera cannot bring about a halos. That's his kash. So the Maharit seems to give an answer. Seems to give an answer like this. It's not exactly what he says. It's not the words that he says, but he seems to be grabbing at the following. If the malacha on Shabbos would have been shechet with hilcha shechita, if the din would have been, you're not allowed to do a shechita with the hilcha shechita, so then you take have a good kasha. I did a shechita which I wasn't allowed to do, so I should say, Yovid Lamhani. The answer is, no, on Shabbos it's Natilus Neshama. The animal is dead. What are you going to say? The animal is not dead. Since he had no right to kill the animal, so the halacha doesn't recognize the death of the animal still alive. That's irreversible. The animal is dead, is dead. The halacha never prohibited shechita in hilcha shechita. The halacha prohibits natilas neshama. Natilas neshama, you can't undo it. The only time you say yavid lo mahani is if the halacha forbids a certain activity. So I say, how can you say that that activity that you weren't allowed to do can bring about a halos? I say the halos doesn't take effect. But you can't say the animal is not dead. You can't say the animal is not dead. It is dead. And that's not what the Torah prohibited. On Shabbos, the Torah didn't prohibit Shechita. The Torah prohibited the Tilus Nesham. If the Torah would have prohibited, according to the Havamin of the Gemara, the way Rashi explains, that they thought that the Mishnah is saying Shechet, that Shechet is a malach only if you do Chamish Ulcha Shechita, so So then the Maariv Kasha would have been a murderous Kasha. Why don't you say Yavid Lai Mahan? But the answer is, the Gemara comes to the conclusion, the Chayim Shum Natilus Neshama, when it says in Mishnah Shechet, it doesn't mean the same thing as what it means in Chulin. Shechet with the Chamish Ilchashvi. It just means Natilus Neshama. If you killed an animal, you chai. That's exactly what they did on the Elim, on the Koshim. They killed the animal. The Chalashim. They killed the animal in order to use the skin for the purpose of the Mishnah. The Poshub Shad Rashi learned that the Gemara was asking on the Mishnah, where is it in the Mishkan? Like all a series of questions that the Gemara asked. Where was Kosher? Where was Matir? Where was Ofer? Where did this Malach exist in the Mishnah? The Gemara says it's not Shochet. It's until the Nesham existed in the Mishnah. Taisus doesn't seem to agree with Rashi. Taisus says, Lava Shech in the Masis and Koi. Upshita Lahadi Amisham Tilus Nesham. The Gemara knew that all along from the very beginning. They're not going to make a mistake like that to have a Havelina to think that the word Shechet in the Mishnah has a halachic connotation. It's only a malacha if he does the Shechita in accordance with the Chomish Ilcha Shechita. No, Taisa said that they knew. But the Gemara was asking Shechet the Almakoi. What's it then if a man shechts an animal, what malacha did he violate? They're not asking on the Mishnah, where was the Shechet like Rashi? Where was the Shechet in the Mishnah? What did they need Shechet for? The answer is so obvious, Taisa said, but Rashi said the answer was, they couldn't have asked that as a question. Of course, Shechet means the Tilsusham. They're asking, what's the din if a guy shechts a behema right now, this minute, on Shabbos? What malacha did he violate? So one of them says, Shechet, Tilsusham. The other one says, a funny answer, Soveya. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? What are you, crazy? Why don't you say Shechet? How about a Shechet? The Gemara says, the one who says, on the top of Amun Beis, the Gemara says, what is that, a machlekes? Means somebody says that it's not Chaim Mishum Tilus Mishum. What he meant to say was, it's both Shechet and Tzaveya, it's both. And then he wants to explain what he's talking about. So Rab explains, I better explain myself, or the next generation is going to laugh me out of existence. Omar Rav, Nilsa de Amri, the sheet that I just expounded, Emba Nilsa, I better explain myself, the Lalesi Dori Basroi, the next generation shouldn't come with a chakwa alai. They're going to live in me. What kind of tzaveya? So he says, if I'm shechting flesh in order to sell it for someone else in the market, if I'm shechting for myself, or I'm shechting animals, the tachash and the elim, in order to have the oris elim, yodomim, in order to have the oris tchoshim, and I'm not interested in selling the meat, then I'm not going to say, Rav says, I'm not going to say chaymishim tzaveya. But if I'm shechting animals in order to sell the meat in the marketplace, and the people want to know that it's fresh meat, so if they'll see that it's still moist from the blood, so then that's tzaveya. So the Shechet is interested. He says, tzaveya, but my nichalei, what kind of tzaveya is it? What's the question? Tzaveya, but my nichalei? Why does it have to be nichalei? The answer is, nichalei, so he's satisfied with the tzaveya. The less is Beis HaShechita, he wants the Beis HaShechita should be dyed with dam, should get all dirty. Less this means it should get all dirty with dam. Ke'echa de'lechziyua inshi, people should see that it's freshly geshachten. V'laisa lizma menei. So what was the Gemara's question? Tzaveya b'may nichalei. How is it nichalei? In Shulchan Aruch there is a discussion, are you allowed to use a napkin to wipe your face? Let's say someone was eating a blueberry pie, and he has all the stuff on his mouth. Or whatever, he's eating chicken with paprika or something, and he wants to wipe it off of his whiskers, he wants to wipe off his face. So are you allowed to wipe it off on a napkin? Either cloth or paper napkin. So the Mechaber writes, it's an issue of tzaveya. And the Magen Avraham says that it's, quote the Radvaz, that it's derech lichluch. But derech lichluch by definition is not called tzaveya. What does the Mechaba hold? Even Derech Lichluch is also called Tzaveya. You say it's still going to be Mekalkal. He's not accomplishing anything. So Mekalkalim is going to be called a Mekalkalim Turim. It should be Potter Avalasa. So the Mechaba holds that it's Potter Avalasa. The Mechaba holds that it's usher to wipe off the blueberry stain or the paprika, whatever, even though it's going to be Derech Lichluch and it's going to be Mekalkal. So Kama Makakum Tur means Pater Avalos. And the Magen Avraham quotes the Rabbah is that it's Hetagomer. So Derech Lichluch is not called Tzaveya by definition. Shad is according to the Mechaber. You know, a married woman can never make a B'dika on Shabbos because he may cause the cloth to get stained. How can it be? I don't know. We pass like the Magen Avraham, Shemer Advaz, that it's Mutter. That Derech Lich Lich is Mutter. So that's the question. What did the Gemara say over here? The Gemara says, so they are the Mai Nichale. How is it Nichale? What's the question? So according to the Radvaz, the question is that Derech Lich Lich? Like he uses the verb, the Lesvis. Lesvis means going to get all dirty. It's going to get all full of blood. He's going to have to wash off all the blood. So he says, no, he wants the Sheikhet, wants to sell the meat in the marketplace. Nicha the Lesvis Beis Hashkita Dama. He wants it to get all Muluchlach with Dam, because that's how the customers will know that it's fresh. So the Gemara in the question was asking him, Nichale, isn't it Derech Lichluch? And the answer was given, no, here it's not called Derech Lichluch. According to the Mechabah, Derech Lichluch is not a mitigating factor. It's still us, so even Derech Lichluch. The Mechabah will learn, but my Nichale, isn't it Mekalke? Like over there, by wiping off your face. The Mechabah says it's Osir, but it's on maximum, it's only Osir Rabban. Kal Mekalkalim Pturim in Pater Avalos, it's Anissa de Rabban. But that was the Gemara's Kasha. How can Rav say, Chayiv Shtayim, not only are you Chayim Mishum until it's in Shomer, also Chayim Mishum Tzaveya, but how can you be Chayim Mishum Tzaveya? Isn't it Mekalkel? So that was the Gemara's question. Tzaveya my Nichala, isn't it Kilkel? So the answer was no, here it's not Kilkel. Kilkel would be on the napkin, on either the cloth napkin or the paper napkin, that'll be Kilkel. So that'll lower it down to the level of the Rabbana. But over here, it's not Kilkel. Adarabin, Nichala, this is Beis Hashkita Dama. This is not Kilkel, this is good. So those are the two ways to learn the Gemara's question. The answer was that it is Nichale. The question still is, doesn't Seva have to be Shel Kayoma? How long is it going to last over here? It's not going to last so long. They're going to wash it off right away. When the customer buys the meat, they're going to wash off all the blood on top. So why isn't this considered Seva Shena Shel Kayoma? Well, as you say, the way we gave a suggestion, maybe the definition of Shel Kayoma, it keeps on changing, and every malacha depends. Here, where the sheikhet, where the slaughterhouse is interested in presenting the meat as fresh meat, so that's up until the customer buys it. After the customer buys it, so he already accomplished his goal. Sure. He wants to get a customer to buy it. So all he wants is that the shecht, let's say, 9 o'clock in the morning, and they sell it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so he wants it to be Tzavua with the dam until 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so someone will buy it. He wants a customer to buy it. So maybe that's all you need. Maybe the Tzeva has to be Shel Kayama for that amount of time. Maybe in each Malacha, the definition of Shel Kayama depends on the circumstance.
It's going to run be against, we had the Shita of Rashi that quoted by Chulmul, that one Shita is from Shitzolea, it's also there.
According to Rashi, by Chayvel et Chayim Shum Tzaveya, yeah, Tosfos says, I think Tosfos says that Kasha, isn't it Mekalkel? Yeah. Isn't it Mekalkel? What kind of Mesakan is there over there? Should be Derech Lichluch, should be Mekalkel, yeah, all the Kashas, yeah. The Mishnah says that it's a Melacha Deraisa, so that's the question, how can it be? Let it be Mekalkel, should be Potter.
According to Rashi here, Rav Tzaveya existed in the Mishnah. Tzaveya,
according to Rashi, there was Kaveh on the Mishkan, that's for sure. There was. The Gemara finally comes out in the Maskana. No! Everybody, Rav also agrees with Shmuel. When it says in the Mishnah, Shochet is not to be taken literally. That's when the Gemara touches up on the top of Omer. Mishum Tzabeh, Mishum Tzilz, Mishum Alo? Meaning that Rav is reinterpreting the Mishnah, there's no malach of shochet. Whereas, of course, there's a malach of shochet. And the word shochet means, like Shmuel said, until it's in Shema, is not to be taken literally. And Rav just meant to say there's an additional lisa. So the maskana comes out, Bein L'Rashi, Bein L'Tesi comes out the same. The only question is, what was the Havamina on Omer Ahol? So Rashi learned that there was such a Havamina, that the Gemara was asking. The Gemara thought in the Havamina that shochet in the Mishnah is to be taken literally. You're only a violation of the Malacha if you shecht it in accordance with the Chomesh Hilcha Shechita. That's what the Gemara asks. Where did you see that in the Mishkan? So the Gemara finally rejects it. And Tosfos says that's so ridiculous it couldn't have even been a Havamina like that. Cannot be a Havamina like that. So the question was, well, Shecht the Alma. If a person shechts a Beina, how many Chatos is he chayv? But the Lamaskana, they both agree. Rashi and Tosfos agree at the end. That when it says Shechet in the Mishkan, it's not to be taken literally. Then the Gemara continues commenting on the Mishnah. Mishnah has two separate malachas, hamalech and hamabid. The Gemara says, isn't it the same thing? Malach is one form of ibud. All the forms of ibud should fall under the category of ma'abed. The Gemara says, you're right. There's a misprint of the Mishnah. Instead of malach and ma'abed, counting as two, apik chad bin, you have to throw one out. You throw out malach, because ma'abed is more inclusive. Ma'abed means all forms of ibud on the or. So let's throw one of them out. And we'll replace it with a different malacha of sirtut. And what's the malacha of sirtut? So Rashi gives you a thumbnail description of what sirtut is. Before you do a machatech b'midah, so you draw a line or you scratch the layout of where you want to cut. Let's say you're going to take the scissors and cut a piece of paper, or you're going to take a saw and cut a piece of wood. So first you measure off how much you need, and then you mark it off with a pencil. So that's not kosev. When you mark off with a pencil, you have to have kosev shtei oisias or shtei rishimas. When you make a picture, you have to have two rishimas in the picture. That's the Rambam writes like that. That's the machlokes Rambam and Rashi to make a picture. How to read the Mishnah later. So the Rambam sheet is that not only writing oisias is chayiv, if you make a picture is also chayiv.
Make too much.
Oh, so the Rambam. So how do you have? What's the parallel of shtei oisias? Means you make two marks,
yeah.
Two parts of the okay. So that would be Kosev Shtei Oisius. That would be Roshim Shtei Rishimas would be Chai. What if it's only Roshim one Rishima? So then it doesn't conform to the rules and regulations of Kosev. But if he does one Rishima, in order to know where to cut the paper, or where to cut the wood, or where to cut the leather, so that's Misarte. So Misarte means a Hachone. There is a malacha mechatech nemida. If you cut something to size, when you do the sirtut, when you do the rishima, in order to know where you're supposed to do the mechatech later, so the hachana lechaticha is a malacha itself. The Gemara has the machlokes amaroyim. Does malicha apply to oichlim? So the first Amora says, why not? Rabbi Bavuna says, hi man, malchvisach hamishum me'abe. Even on flesh, you shouldn't think that me'abe only applies to leather. As it appears in the Mishnah, it's not true. It even applies to food. And Rabbi disagrees, and he says, no, Rabbama, ain't ibid boichel, it doesn't apply. Then the Gemara adds on, Taisa says, there's no ibid boichel means minatur, mid the Rabbanon, it is asr. Mid the Rabbanon, it's clear from the Gemara later that it's asr on Shabbos, and even on Yom Tov, what is the isr of ma'abed boichelin? So Pashab Shat is, it's like Mevashel. It's like Mevashel. If you there are certain foods that you treat them by salting them a lot, you put a lot of salt. If it's like mevashel, so you're permitted to cook on yantav. So what can be the problem? So they say no, I feel the yantav also, and they quote the Gemara in Beitza that you're not permitted to do ibud ba'oichlin even on yantav. So it shows that it's not that ibud ba'oichlin is also in the rabbanon because maliach kiroseach. You have a rule in the Gemara, maliach kiroseach. That's when you get to traces. If I have, let's say I'm salting meat and I'm putting all the pieces on top of each other, and I put a kosher piece of meat next to a non-kosher piece of meat, one sitting on top of the other. So the trefa tam from the non-kosher meat will succeed in entering into the kosher meat if I leave it there long enough. That's called maliach kereseach. Just if I'm broiling, just like if I broil two pieces of meat and I have one laying on top of the other, kosher and non-kosher, so resicha means broiling the meat, or if I cook them both with reuters, so the tam from the non-kosher meat will enter into the kosher meat, the nasirah, that's the rule of tam kiker. So that rule even applies if you just do maliach kiresech. If I salt two pieces of meat, two pieces of fish, one is kosher, one is non-kosher, so the Gemara Chulin, and Perik Ginal Noshe, so the Gemara says that the non-kosher fish, you do dog and tarim, dog and tam, so the tam of the non-kosher fish will be nivla into the kosher fish, and it will succeed in answering it. So the Pashtus is, one could have said that Maliach Kereseach, if you salt meat, it's equivalent of cooking the meat. So just like cooking the meat, that's when you get to giving the sin of stuff. So just like cooking meat is a Malach HaBishol, so Maliach Kereseach is Malach HaBishol on Shabbos. But on Yantav, Bishol is Mutter. So what could be wrong on Yantav? This taste is wrong. If you do Malicha, if you salt meat a lot, it's an Isra on Misakin Mona, and Misakin Mona is awesome. Sakin man is also even on yantav. So why don't you say, if you take raw potatoes and you cook them on yantav, why don't you call that the sakin man? The raw potatoes are only roi lachilos behemah. The behemah, the cows eat. The behemahs eat raw potatoes. Or raw chicken or raw meat, let's say. We don't eat raw meat. As Mara Gemara, they would sometimes eat raw chicken. The Gemara says, chazilum, so they would chew raw chicken. As Mara Zeh, I don't think anybody eats raw chicken. So why don't you say that that's Masakin Mona, when you cook the raw food, that the minig olam is that nobody eats it. So somehow we don't say that there's Masakin Mona by cooking the food. But if you do malicha on the, if you salt and you make it roi lachila, then we say, not the malich kiresech, it's a violation of bishul. No, bishul on Yom Tov is mutter. The Tesis proves in the Gemara that malich on the flesh is usher on Yom Tov. The Gemara there in Beitza, not only malich on the hide, the Gemara talks about malich on the hide. But Tesis wants to say even malich on the yochlin is usher on Rabbanon. Malich on the hide is usher on Atera on Yom Tov. That's not yochlin nefesh. But malich on the basar is usher bein b'shabbos or bein b'yom Tov. He said the Rabbanon is that it's Mesakin Manim. It's questionable. So why is cooking it not called Mesakin Manim? Why is it Mesakin Manim in Atorah? Why is it only Mesakin Manim with the Rabbanon? So the Pashup Shad, because Manim, Mesakin Manim, the word Manim means a Kli. There's no Mesakin Manim by Echlim in Atorah. The whole concept of Mesakin Manim by Echlim is only with the Rabbanon. We discussed, there's a Mishnah in Beitza that says in the end of Masechet Beitza, you're not permitted to be Mafish, Trumus, and Maestris. And Yontav Kalvachayimah, the Yontav Hamah Kalvachayimah B'Shabbos. The Mishnah says, on Daf Lamed Vav. So the Rambam points out, based on the sugya in the first parak in Beis Adav Tes, that there are two prohibitions involved in Hafroshes Trumas and Maisis. One prohibition is that it's Nesakin Monim Ede Rabbanon, that you took Tevil and you made it Roi Lachiva. By being Mafreshed, you removed the Yisad Tevil. So that's Nesakin Monim Ede Rabbanon. In Atar, it's not Nesakin Monim for one or two reasons. One reason, because it's not a Monim, it's not a Kli, it's an Eichel. And the second reason is questionable, because the Tikkun is not really a Tikkun in Metzias. It's just a tikkun al pidin. If you ask a goy, what did I do? The goy will say, you took away part of my food. I used to have 10 bushels, 100 bushels. I used to have a lot of food to eat. Now you took away 2% and you gave it to this rabbi, the kohen. Then you took away 10% and you gave it to some other guy, a levi. And took away another 9% and you give it to the maizer sheni, a maizer rani, something. What are you taking away all the food? If you ask a talmid chacham, what did he do? He said, oh, he took off the yisad tevel. Here's my second money. He took off the yisad tevel. So Tosfos Shita is that whenever there's a tikkun that's just a tikkun hilchati, it's not a tikkun of mitzvahs. If you ask a guy, what did he do? You say he wasn't misakin anything. Al pi halacha, there was an isa tevel before and you took out the isa tevel. So Tosfos says that's only misakin manim ed rabbanon. That's the Tosfos in Yuma, daf lamed, where was it, lamed hey or man aleph, that long Tosfos in Yuma. It goes from lamed dalet on the base to lamed hey man aleph. So Tosfos comments on the Gemara in Sukkah. The Mishnah says in Sukkah, if you have hadasim, which have enough of merubi me'alav, it has more berries. Once in a while, when you look at the hadasim, when they're selling them, usually they'll pull off the berries before they show it to the customers. Once in a while, they're negligent. So you see the scary hadas that has a whole bunch of berries on it. So the din is, if it has more berries than it has, they always have, a lot of times they have berries, but the mochrim pull off the berries in order not to scare up the customers. And the Mishnah says that it's fine if you pull up the berries, it's kosher. But Kozman, that it has another of merubim me'alav, if it has more berries than it has leaves, so then the whole thing is kosher. And v'miyatan kosher. If you pulled off so many berries, even if you have a couple of berries left, if you pulled off so many berries that now you have alav merubim me'alav, if you have more leaves than you have berries, then it's kosher. Then it says v'mematim yontim, but you're not allowed to rip it off on yontim because that constitutes misakin mona. So that's a machlokes tesis in the Mordechai b'shem Rav Yo. Is that an isa deraisa and isa derabbanan? So that tesis in Yuma that goes on and on and on forever. The tesis on Lamed Beis, Lamed Daldan and Beis goes over to Lamed Hey Amid Aleph. That long tesis that said that Rav Yudah Shita Malocha Dovish Enim Kabin is also on Shabbos on Lamed Derabbanan. And then they had a whole bunch of other comments to speak about. So one of the comments that they make there is that Ei Mamata B'yontev can't be an isa deraisa. It's only a Malocha Masakan Mani Lamed Derabbanan. It's only a tikkun hilchati, it's not a tikkun in mitzvahs. Rabbi Kivegra on the side of the daf in the Dil Yom HaShas quotes the Mordechai b'shem Harav Yo that he thinks that that's an isa deraisa. So Mahafrasha Strumas and Maisis and Shabbos and Yom Tov is also, so the Rambam says there are two prohibitions. One is that it's Nesak and Mona, one is that it's Mekach and Memkeh. That when you mafresh the Truma, right away belongs to the Kohanim. Mafresh the Maisa Rishon, right away belongs to the Levim. Mafresh the Maisa Sheni, it's Mama Gavoya. Mavish the Maiserani right away belongs to the Shevet Ani. So that's an issue of Mekach HaMem. So the Mokah for the Ramam, that the two different issues, that's a Gemara and Beitza Tesam Ad Aleph. The Achrayim point out the Yosemech, and others point out that the Rambam seems to have gotten from that Gemara that there are two issues involved. And the Misakin Mona, we know why it's only the Rabbana, because it's not Eichlin. Misakin Mona, Menat Torah is only if the thing is a Kli. Mona. Mona means a Kli. If it's Eichel, there's no Misakin Mona derais. That's a Shaila. The fact that the Tikkun is only a Tikkun Hilchati, that took off an Issa Tevo, is that also a reason to knock it down to be Misakin Mona derabbana? So that point depends on the Machlokes Tosfos and the Rav Yoh. But it's anyway Misakin Mona derabbana, because it's Eichel. It's not a Kli. That's what the Tosis points out over here, that if you salt meat and you make it royal achila by the salting, if you have a piece of meat, if you have soup, some people always put on salt. Whatever given they add on more salt than more salt. That's not melicha. That's not a nisa melicha. The Gemara has later in, I think in Shemana Shwatz in Tosis, the Gemara has, there are some fruits and vegetables that when you salt them, so the whole flavor changes. What is it? I think if you have a grapefruit. Grapefruit always has an acidic, has acid, has a sharp flavor. So I think if you put salt on top of the grapefruit, all of a sudden it turns sweet. So that the Gemara says, you're not allowed to salt a fruit or a vegetable that's going to change, it's going to have some kind of a chemical reaction, it's going to change the whole thing. Most of the fruits, most of the things that we eat, you have soup and it's missing salt, so you put in salt and you taste the salt. It doesn't make a major change. You taste the salt that you put in. You have chicken and meat that the balabasta forgot to salt, and they put a little salt, you put more salt, shine, so it tastes better. That's not the issue that the Gemara is talking about. The Gemara talks there about putting on salt and changing it. Radishes, it's a couple of fruits or vegetables, the salting changes the whole thing. So that's an issue. So what's the issue? So Tosfos says from the fact that it's Asman Yom Tov also, shows the Mechari shows that it's something more than Mevashel. It means that it's Misakin Mana. But it can't be Misakin Mana derais. It's only Misakin Mana Rabbanan, because it's Zeicha. There is a din that when you bring korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, it says, I'll call korban chatakris melech. It's supposed to salt the emurim before you burn them on the mizbeach. So the Gemara says, Chokaba minchos, chokaba melech timlach, lo yisash beis melech brisa lakecha, etc. So the Gemara says, the melech timlach is epis a repetition. It should say, Chokaba minchos, chokaba timlach. What's epis? The melech timlach. Why does it say twice? So the Gemara says, Afilu b'shabes timlach, Afilu b'shabes. There's the Gemara in the second parak in Menachos, I think. But the Gemara talks about all the dinam of melichos karbonis. But the Rishonim are bothered with their kasha. I need a pasuk to say that shchitas karbonis is zeicha shabbos. Tilus neshama, it's a malacha. It's not because nefesh. I need a pasuk to say a karbon shezman kavua is zeicha shabbos. I have a pasuk that says you're allowed to burn it on the mizbech. It's havara. You're allowed to burn it on the mizbech. Do I need a pasuk? Why do I need a pasuk that says that you're allowed to salt the flesh before you burn it? Ein melicha b'eichelin. The whole issue is only with the rabbanon. What? I need a pasuk to tell me that the issue of the rabbanon doesn't apply. The pasuk means that it's an issue of the reisen. So the Mishnah Melech quotes this kasha from the Bali Atosis. Why do you need a pasuk b'melech? Tim lo chafilu b'shabes. If the Gemara comes to the maskana over here, we pass like Rav, not like Rabbi Bar Avuna. That ein melicha b'eichelin. That ein melicha b'eichelin. There is no issue melicha b'eichelin. So some of the Balei HaTosfos answer, ein melicha b'eichelin is only such food that you plan to eat. But over here, you're going to burn it on the mizbeach. So you don't have the heter. Even though it's flesh, it's chelev that we're not allowed to eat. But non-Jews would eat it. If it wouldn't have been a carbon, if the carbon said, you're going to burn the chelev on the mizbeach, you got no choice. But if it wouldn't have been a carbon, they would sell it in a non-kosher butcher shop. It is a dovah hanechal. People would eat it. Non-Jews would eat it. But because it's a carbon in the context of the pasuk, it happens to be a carbon, it's burnt on the mizbeach, so Rav is kula, avein melicha b'eichlin, ein nibud b'eichlin, will not apply. So it's an issue of, it'll be a deraisa. So it'll be a,
it depends how much
deraisa. Huh? Right, I need a pasuk every step of the way. See, the shechita is ma'akeh b'riyeh. So if you don't do shechita, the carbon won't be kosher. The melicha, the Mishnah says, loy malach is kosher. The Molch is kosher. The Haktor is also not miyake to the Eben. The Haktor is not carbon, is not miyake. And the Haktor doesn't really have to be on Shabbos. If you bring a carbon, you can shecht it and do the Zvikas Adam Bayom and do the Haktor Balailo. So the Gemara has a whole discussion in the Menachos. The Gemara has to establish that Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, even though you could have waited to do the Haktor Seymarim Balailo, since L'Hatchila, the Mitzvah B'Shalim Lus is to do the Haktor Bayom. So you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to do the Haktorah, even though it's not really, it's a Karbish is Manakavua, but it's a Brentish. Why do you have to burn the Emerim today? You can burn the Emerim tonight. That sounds Manakavua. So the Gemara learns out that even the Haktorah is Emerim. But the Shaila is the Melicha and the Emerim, the whole Melicha is not Likuva. So maybe you have no right to salt the Emerim. So the Gemara has a Pasuk that you're allowed to do. How much salt does he put on it? He doesn't put on a ton of salt. He put on a little bit of salt, so that's not the violation. The Gemara says, even according to the opinion of all that there is Malicha, Afila Rabba Barafuna, Loy Amarela, the Kaboy Lola Yurcha, if he really puts on a lot of salt. Avalabesa, if you're just salting it, the Norda Tita, La Mashvinish, Mechle Yates, a guy doesn't put on so much salt that it's going to be hard to eat, like eating, like chewing a piece of wood. Which Meshuggah puts on so much salt? He's going to ruin the taste of the food. The Gemara says, if Kaboy Lola Yurcha, you don't want it to get spoiled, they don't have any refrigeration. And you're going to travel on the highway with this meat, so you don't want it to spoil, so you put a lot of salt to preserve it. So that's when Rabba said, that's when the first one, Rabba Ravuna said, that there is an Isur of Malicha Boichlin, and that Bipaskin is also only Midirabbana. The Tam to put a little salt is not an Isur. So what's over here in the Gemara in Menachos? What does the Gemara say? I have a Pasuk that says, it's permissible to salt the Emarim on Shabbos. The assumption is that if you're not being mocked to the Emarim on Shabbos, there's no need to salt them on Shabbos. So obviously the assumption is that you're doing the Haktaris Emarim on Shabbos, even though it's not really necessary. That's the Gemara Menachos says, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shait. It's preferable to do the Haktarah immediately, not to wait till lift. Let's say they bring a Tomash Shashar, or even Tomash Shabbain Abayim. Bring Tomash Shabbain Abayim at 3:30 in the afternoon. So they can wait to do the Haktaris Emarim after Havdalah. So the Gemara says, no, we do Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shait, we do the Haktaris Emarim on Shabbos. So how do you know? Because the Pasuk says you even do the Malicha on Shabbos. So the Shabbos, but what the Malicha? How much salt do you put on already? The Gemara says it's not necessary to put a ton of salt. So that's another kasha that the Rishayim made. He has two kashas. One kasha was, we paskin like Rove, ein Malicha Boichlin, ein Ibid Boichlin, ein Malicha Boichlin. So on that they answer, since this is Oymed Lahaktore, it's not subject to the Kula of ein Ibid Boichlin. It's not called Boichlin over here. Even normally, in a non-kosher butcher shop, this would be Oichlin. But under the circumstances, in the context of a korban, it's not called Oichlin. But then the second question is, but the Gemara said that's not even Ibud. To sprinkle on a little salt is not even Ibud. And by the Malicha on the Karbonis, it's not necessary to put on so much salt like Kaboy Loliuchas. So I think the Rishayim answer, Enach and Ami, it's not necessary. But if you want to, you may put on more. There's no heeder to put on more salt, but if you want to, you may put on more. And you don't have to be concerned that you should be careful only on the weekdays. If you want, you can throw on a ton of salt. But on Shabbos, you have to be careful not to throw it on. So the Pasuk says, even on Shabbos, it's permissible. You have to go out tell him. Why? If you can fulfill the whole mitzvah of Ishlei Musa without doing a malacha, so what's the heter to do a malacha? So tell him. Why is there a heter to do a malacha if it's not necessary? If you can be yoyter the mitzvah malicha without throwing on a ton of salt, just a light bit of salt. Because like cooking food on Yom Tov from a soy Yom Tov. I mean, by its very nature, it's not for today's use. It's not for today's use. Could be. What are you saying, that one?
Could it be a raya that a halachic tikkun is also called a tikkun?
Where do you see?
From the fact that the public has to be mastered.
Why is it a halachic tikkun? I don't know if it's a tikkun. It's a mitzvah. It's a salt to me. If you put on so much salt that it's going to affect it, preserve it, so that's misakin mana on the ochlan, on the meat, on the piece of meat. I'm going to burn the whole thing. I'm going to burn it in 2 minutes. But before the 2 minutes are up, it's going to accomplish. I don't know. It's going to have to sit longer than 2 minutes. If it'll sit a long time before they're going to do the haktarah, so that will turn out to be an ibud on the Oakland. So maybe you have to be careful not to put on too much salt on Shabbos. Pasuk says, no, it's okay. Why is it okay? Why should it be okay? If you can fulfill the mitzvah of Haktarah with the Malicha without doing a Malacha, so I should insist not to do a Malacha on Shabbos. I don't know. Got to look in the Mishlam Melech. It has a whole discussion on this question. Then the Gemara talks about the Mishnah Memachek. Memachek is not a Malacha. Memachek means if you have a rough surface and you smooth it down, you remove the roughness and you make it smooth. So the Gemara gives an example. Apparently this was in the Mishkan. They had rough surfaces and they made it smooth. The Gemara gives an example. The Rashi learns Hashav ben as machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns Hashav ben ha'amudim, Hashav sham bekarkoes habinyan. Rashi writes, he's making the floor smooth. He makes the floor smooth. Sheneshanim alav, deshiacholach. Let's say I have a rough floor and I wax the floor and I make it smooth. So Rashi says that's not the machik, that's memarech. Told that memarech is I make a rough surface smooth by removing the roughness, and memarech is I make it smooth by adding something else. And Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. They say, v'loy nehira, the Pashtus Tosfos is the Rabbeinu Hananel is not in agreement with Rashi. That's bona. If I make the karka smooth, or I make the floor smooth, floor is attached to the ground, that's bona. So he says, no, it's talking about Ashofa or Al Ha'omud. There's some kind of a leather casing around the pillars of the building, and I don't want the leather to be rough. It's not bekavedik to have a rough piece of leather. So he makes he smooths down the leather, so that's a malacha memachek, or it could be memarech. But if he's making the floor smooth, Mestama Taisus Hals V'loy Nehira, Mestama, they're disagreeing with Rashi, all that's bonus. Why should that be memarech? Yeah. So Mustama, that was real in my rear. I mean, that was also attached to the ground.
No, before they put it in.
They kept on moving, yeah. They smoothed it down before they put it down. Then they kept on moving from one place to the other, yeah. But I think that's what Tosfos is masik and Rashi. We're learning here, I think they don't agree with Rashi that should be bona. That shouldn't be. Unless you say, should be chayv shtayim, should be chayv mishum bona, and mishum emachek. So that's the issue. If you only make one accomplishment, can you say Chayv Shtayim? That was a machlokes in Rishonim and Achrayim. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Now, according to the outline, what are we supposed to learn? I don't have a copy of the outline. What's supposed to come after Ayin Hay? Five days with the Mishnah. Okay. Yeah, tomorrow we'll try to finish here. Five days. Time shall sue. Okay. Good.